Camelot. Camelot. Camelot.
It's only a model.
Shh. Knights, I bid you welcome to your new home. Let us ride to Camelot.
We're knights of the round table. We dance when we're able. We do routines to call the scenes to put work in bed cable. We dine well here in Camelot. We eat ham and jam and spam a lot. We're knights of the round table. Our shows are more than table. The many times we give and rhyme that are quite unsingable. We're rock and mad in Camelot. We sing from the dire Camelot.
I have to push the pram a lot.
Well, on second thought, let's not go to Camelot.
Ma'am, sorry.
It is a silly place.
What knight lives in that castle over there?
I'm 37.
What?
I'm 37. I'm not old.
Well, I can't just call you ma'am.
You could say Dennis.
I didn't know you were called Dennis.
Well, you didn't bother to find out, did you?
I did say sorry about the old woman, but from behind you looked...
What I object to is you automatically treat me like an inferior.
Well, I am king.
Oh, king, eh? Very nice. And how do you get that, eh? By exploiting the workers. By hanging on to outdated imperialist dogma which perpetuates the economic and social differences in our society. If there's ever going to be any progress...
Dennis, there's some lovely filth down here. Oh, how'd you do?
How do you do, good lady? I'm Arthur, King of the Britons. Whose castle is that?
King of the who?
The Britons.
Who are the Britons?
Well, we all are. We are all Britons. And I am your king.
I didn't know we had a king. I thought we were an autonomous collective.
You're fooling yourself. We're living in a dictatorship. A self-perpetuating autocracy in which the working classes...
Oh, there you go, bringing class into it again.
That's what it's all about. If only people would...
Please, please, good people. I am in haste. Who lives in that castle?
No one lives there.
Then who is your lord?
We don't have a lord.
What?
I told you, we're an anarcho-syndicalist commune. We take it in turns to act as a sort of executive officer for the week.
Yes.
But all the decisions of that officer have to be ratified at a special bi-weekly meeting.
Yes, I see.
By a simple majority in the case of purely internal affairs.
Be quiet.
But by a two-thirds majority in the case of more...
Be quiet. I order you to be quiet.
Order? Who does he think he is?
I'm your king.
Well, I didn't vote for you.
You don't vote for kings.
Well, how'd you become king, then?
The Lady of the Lake, her arm clad in the purest shimmering samite, held aloft Excalibur from the bosom of the water, signifying by divine providence that I, Arthur, was to carry Excalibur. That is why I'm your king.
Listen, strange women lying in ponds, distributing swords, is no basis for a system of government. Supreme executive power derives from a mandate from the masses, not from some farcical aquatic ceremony.
Be quiet!
Oh, but you can't expect to wield supreme executive power just because some watery tart threw a sword at you.
Shut up!
Oh, but if I went round saying I was an emperor, just because some moistened bint had lobbed a scimitar at me, they put me away.
Shut up! Will you shut up?
Ah, now we see the violence inherent in the system.
Shut up!
Oh, come and see the violence inherent in the system! Help, help, I'm being repressed,
bloody peasant!
Oh, what a giveaway. Did you hear that? Did you hear that, eh? That's what I'm on about. Do you see him repressing me? You saw it, didn't you?
If I were the devil, if I were the prince of darkness, I'd want to engulf the whole world in darkness, and I'd have a third of its real estate and four-fifths of its population, but I wouldn't be happy until I had seized the ripest apple on the tree, the... So I'd set about however necessary to take over the United States. I'd subvert the churches first. I'd begin with a campaign of whispers. With the wisdom of a serpent, I would whisper to you as I whispered to Eve. Do as you please. To the young, I would whisper that the Bible is a myth. I would convince them that man created God instead of the other way around. I would confide that what's bad is good and what's good is square. and the old I would teach to pray after me, our Father, which art in Washington. And then I'd get organized. I'd educate authors in how to make lurid literature exciting so that anything else would appear dull and uninteresting. I'd threaten TV with dirtier movies, and vice versa. I'd peddle narcotics to whom I could. I'd sell alcohol to ladies and gentlemen of distinction. I'd tranquilize the rest with pills. If I were the devil, I'd soon have families at war with themselves, churches at war with themselves, and nations at war with themselves, until each in its turn was consumed. And with promises of higher ratings, I'd have mesmerizing media fanning the flames. If I were the devil, I would encourage schools to refine young intellects, but neglect to discipline emotions. Just let those run wild. Until before you knew it, you'd have to have drug-sniffing dogs and metal detectors at every schoolhouse door. Within a decade, I'd have prisons overflowing. I'd have judges promoting pornography. Soon I could evict God from the courthouse, then from the schoolhouse, and then from the houses of Congress. And in his own churches, I would substitute psychology for religion and deify science. I would lure priests and pastors into misusing boys and girls and church money. If I were the devil, I'd make the symbol of Easter an egg and the symbol of Christmas a bottle. If I were the devil, I'd take from those who have and give to those who wanted until I had killed the incentive of the ambitious. And what'll you bet? I couldn't get whole states to promote gambling as the way to get rich. I would caution against extremes in hard work, in patriotism, in moral conduct. I would convince the young that marriage is old-fashioned, that swinging is more fun, that what you see on TV is the way to be. And thus I could undress you in public, and I could lure you into bed with diseases for which there is no cure. In other words, if I were the devil, I'd just keep right on doing what he's doing.
Paul Harvey.
There's something happening here, but what it is ain't exactly clear. There's a man with a gun over there, telling me I got to beware. I think it's time we stop, children, watch that sound. Everybody look what's going down. There's battle lines being drawn. Nobody's right if everybody's wrong. Young people speak in their minds, are getting so much resistance from behind. Every time we stop, hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going down. What a field day for the heat. A thousand people in the street, singing songs and carrying signs, mostly say hooray for our side. It's time we stop, hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going down. Strikes deep into your life, it will creep. It starts when you're always afraid. Step out of line, the man come and take you away. We better stop, hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going. We better stop, hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going. We better stop now, what's that sound? Everybody look.
Table. everybody. You're listening to the Knights of the Round Table at www.shazizradio.com. If you want to join in on the chat over there, jump over there to the superchat.html. And for those of you who've been around for a while, you might have noticed that there's an extra chat room there. So over there at the superchat.html, you not only have access to two separate chat rooms, but you have access to now a third chat room, friends over there at TCT Radio. And so you can kind of be able to talk to some of the best people out there doing alternative media and such. And so if you scroll down there on the superchat.html, you'll notice that there's a TCT chat room now. There's also, right to the right-hand side of the TCT chat room, there's a click here to listen to These Changing Times Radio. So, if you have an opportunity, also underneath there's a button where you can click on to go visit their website and say hi to everybody over there. Tell them old Shaziz sent you. Anyway, so now you got three chat rooms over there at the Super Chat, so if you want to jump in on the conversation, jump over there to www.shazizradio.com/superchat.html. Woohoo! Alright, so I posted a couple videos down there in the chat room. I'm going to play one, just kind of live here on air with a bunch of noise in the background, because essentially, just listen.
We have to be real and understand that the populism of Trump's campaign was intrinsically tied to racism. It was intrinsically tied to making people that were not white working class people the other. Make America Great Again takes us back to people that look like me, takes us back to a time when we were in slavery, when we were in chains, when we worked on plantations, internment camps for the Chinese. So it is really, really important that if we want to heal, that if people want to get past, if Trump supporters want to say, well, why are you calling me racist, that we have to understand that the populism was tied to elements of racism. And the last thing I'll say is that racism is a racist. Is I think people think racism is dogs and white hoods and water hoses and the N-word. And that is not the only form of racism. There are microaggressions. There are, you speak so well. These are microaggressions that are forms of prejudice and discrimination that we have to address. Scotty, last word.
Real quick. The fact is, more than 200 counties that supported Barack Obama actually went for Donald Trump. That's the reason why Mr. Trump won. And it wasn't because of racism. It was because people were hurting that Democrats had lost being able to talk to
them. That is the equivalent of saying, I have a black friend. That is the equivalent of saying, I have a black friend. Just because 200 counties voted for President Obama doesn't mean that they don't have elements of prejudice, of discrimination, of racism. That is the equivalent to saying, I have a black friend. We just have to stop
saying that. I don't think we're saying that racism is why he won. I'm saying that there are elements of that that were very vocal and empowered and given a platform that we have not seen in a long time that was not resoundingly rejected by Donald Trump himself for a very long time. It gave them power. And I mean, to the point where you've seen them now having conferences in Washington, D.C., and people, and because of Steve Bannon's, like I said, questionable history and things he said in Breitbart, people are who see this every single day. You can't tell me that the sky is purple. We see that it's blue, and that's what the Trump campaign has done.
Okay, no, seriously, acknowledgement of it, and then Scotty, the deal. Okay, seriously, Scotty has to have the last word because it's been 2-on-1 this whole time. So, Scotty, go for it.
It's real simple. Racism is horrible. It's miserable. And unfortunately, those conferences have always been going on. Now, unfortunately, though, the media is covering and putting more of a spotlight on it, which I don't think helps the healing process our country needs to be dealing with, or dealing with the problem itself.
Stop blaming the media.
Stop blaming the media. Boy, that's a laugh. You know what? The media is probably 99.9% and then some at fault for this whole shenanigans. I wonder why people don't trust the mainstream media. It's because of stuff like that. You know, whatever you think about Donald Trump getting elected, whether it's going to bring about the doomsday or the apocalypse, they said the same thing about Obama, and they said the same thing about Bush, and, you know, this whole, you ever feel like you're being played? You ever feel like somebody just messing with your mind? It was really tough for me to listen to that that little podcast there, that little video, because I get so nauseated constantly hearing the isms, the racisms, or the homophobes, or the xenophobes, or the whatever phobes. If you don't agree with a certain side of society, then suddenly you either have an ism or a phobia. You know, and this whole divide and conquer tactic that has been used throughout the generations of my lifetime to keep a constant, back and forth bickering between the Reds and the Blues, or, you know, Democrats versus Republicans, so on and so forth, and, you know, and then you got the Green Party and the Libertarian Party and all the different parties. None of the third parties ever seem to gain any ground, and when they do start looking like they're gaining ground, then suddenly something screwy goes on and it just doesn't work out. So anyway, there's all kinds of different stories going out there. There's one out there called Pizzagate, but I'm not going to get into that because I don't have no information on it as far as being able to verify it. All I want to do is say that if what they're saying is true, and there's this massive pedophile ring that's running around that is harming children in any way whatsoever, then the people need to really get to the bottom of it. And so I've heard two different stories on this deal, one of which that this thing is used to delegitimize what they call fake news. You know, alternative media is what they're calling fake news, but we can flip that right back around on them and call them fake news, because they're obviously fake news. We've caught them green screening, we've caught them lying, we've caught them propagandizing, and that's why nobody trusts the mainstream media. And that's why Trump got elected, because everybody is sick and tired of the status quo, such as the government over there being out of control, and the wild spending and all the craziness going on, and how the biased media, mainstream media, will, depending on which channel you're on, just completely put nothing but biased information out. And you can't trust it. You know, if you was to just come on the scene and you saw Hillary Clinton talking, you would swear up and down she was a nice lady. But then if you go back and you really pay attention to what was going on, she'd say one thing on one deal, depending on who she was talking about, and then she'd say something else on the other deal, depending on what was being talked about at the time. So her stance on things just kind of fluctuated to whatever was going to benefit politically. Now, as far as Trump, I can't verify whether or not Trump's the real deal. I'm kind of hoping he is, because he's at least said the things that need to be said. He's at least opened up the can of worms. He's shined the spotlight on the government. He's shined the spotlight on the media, and they don't like it. They don't like it, and so whenever this happens, and the liberal side of the view didn't get their way, they show a temper, throw a temper tantrum, and basically start calling everybody a racist, you know, or a homophobe, a xenophobe, whatever a phobe, you know. All this terminology that they use is divisive, it's offensive, it's just aggravating. And this is what goes on a continual basis. So if they wonder why they lost the election, that's why. Because the average Joe has heard it so many times that they're just fed up. They're just tired of the whole entire mess. And so they went for the candidate that mainstream media hated. They went for the candidate that the Republican Party hated. They went for the candidate that the Democratic Party hated. They went against the establishment and basically voted a man in that all the way through the entire election, everybody on the mainstream media's jaw was dropping. It's like, oh, well, I can't believe this is happening, because they were all beforehand saying, you know, this guy ain't got a snowball's chance in heck of ever even winning. So they were glad he was running, because they figured they already had this one hands down. And even with their election fraud, even with them going out and getting illegal aliens to vote and dead people to vote and rigging the voting machines, even with their fraud, the people of America came out in astronomical masses and voted for Trump to basically give the black eye to the establishment. And so now it's all about racism. You know, everybody who voted for Trump is a racist. So now all of the majority of Americans are racist now. They're homophobes, they're xenophobes, and there was a bunch of other phobes that they named in there. It churns my stomach to even hear all this terminology. You know, the same thing it can be applied with the religion. I hate the word religion because every time it comes up, it's something that somebody who has an opposing view can throw that word out there, and religion is like taboo. You don't talk about it. You don't talk about politics around the dinner table because you'll start a fight because somebody's a Democrat, somebody's a libertarian, somebody's a constitutionalist, and somebody's a crackpot and whatever. You know? But this is what they know at the top. This is what guys like George Soros and the governments and the corporations and the elite up there, this is what they know. They know all they got to do is throw out a word, a label like phobia or religion or whatever, and you're suddenly going to come unglued. You're gonna battle against it. You know, and so all this labeling of everybody, you know, especially the racist. I'm so sick and tired of hearing about racism. It's just ridiculous. We live in a country over here where we're a diverse nation. We got all races pretty much, and all religious views and backgrounds. I don't even like the word religious. Spiritual. I'm just going to say spiritual from now on. We got all kinds of spiritual backgrounds, you know, people that believe different things. And so, essentially, America is this great melting pot in the center of the planet that people want to immigrate to. And I'm not against immigration. I just want everybody that if you're going to come over to be here, you know, come over to be here with America, not against America. Come through the door, not under the fence or out through the window or whatever, you know. Do it legally. There's honest people standing in line, been standing in line for a long time, trying to get their paperwork sorted so they can become citizens of the U.S. And in the meantime, you got a bunch of people running through the gate on the other side. Now, if America is so terrible, if America is such a racist place to be and such a hateful place, then why do people want to still come here? You know, there's still people that want to come over here and cause us harm, cause us trouble or whatever. This is what the mainstream media said. The mainstream media said that they were out to get us. They told us back during the Cold War that the Russians were coming to get us. They told us during the doggone Y2K that the computers were going to crash and the world was coming to an end and all this kind of stuff. They told us all this stuff. All right? They propagated the fear, perpetrated the frauds, they propagandized everybody, and then they wonder why it is that people act the way that they do. Now, the younger generation out there either are so doggone discouraged because they don't believe they have a voice, or they're just too lazy to even try to do any kind of research for themselves to find out what is the truth on the deal. And some of them just flat out don't care because it's too much fun to party and do whatever. You know, why would I care about politics? You know, life is going along fine for me right now, regardless of the fact that at any given time, somebody could spark off World War III and they might get drafted and go over and fight for a war that they never even knew nothing about. You know? And so, to get these people involved, the younger generation involved, there's folks that go out there and lie to them and propagandize them, you know. If you haven't been researching conspiracy theories or anything that's going on in the world, per se, and you suddenly hear them on the news saying, well, you know, Trump's a racist, so he hates gay people, he hates Mexicans, and so on and so forth, you know. Then you're like, well, I ain't going to vote for somebody like that, you know. And it's just, It's just never ending. It's a never ending cycle of mental abuse to the people of this world. It's just crazy. The alternative media literally kicked the butts of the mainstream media during this election cycle. The alternative media is the one that has the credit for actually getting Trump elected. Because if you look down there, whether you're a liberal, whether you're a Republican, a conservative, whatever, it don't matter. Those folks out there who continuously bashed and propagandized and kept on repeating lies that they didn't have no backing to or evidence, they said that Trump was a racist. They said that Trump was a xenophobe, a homophobe, and all the other phobes. And the people, the intelligent people of the world who have already done research and have been battling this evil for a long time, they weren't buying it. The more that these people come out to basically talk down Trump, and the more the mainstream media talk down Trump, the more the mainstream establishment Republicans talk down Trump, and the mainstream establishment Democrats talk down Trump, the more the people wanted to vote for him. So they came out by the thousands to all of his rallies. It were as, if you looked over at Hillary's rallies, there was hardly anybody there. So, for all the liberals out there boo-hooing right now because your candidate didn't win, first off, you should have went back and did the real research and find out who that lady really is and what kind of shenanigans she's been up to and why it is that she keeps on getting all this doggone money from all different directions, illegal campaign contributions all the way down to what people are saying that there was murder involved. All right. Do I know? I wasn't there. I couldn't know. All I can tell you is from all the research that I've done that this lady wasn't something that you'd really want up in the president. Now, is Trump one you want up there to president? As it stands today, he's the one I want up there. And the reason why he's the one I want up there is because he's the one that the mainstream media hates. He's the one talking about all the things that need to be fixed. He's the one talking about the issues and stuff like that. So yeah, I voted for Trump, and I don't care who doesn't like it or not. And for all these people out here that just want to keep pointing a finger and saying, you're a racist, you're a xenophobe, a homophobe, and all the other phobes, and, you know, it's just, You're making your argument weaker and weaker, and you're making yourself look so incredibly stupid. Why would you think that I was even going to sway in your direction and change my mind? You know, it's just flat-out ridiculousness that's going on here in the United States. And a large majority of it is from knuckleheads like George Soros out there. He wanted to use Hillary as a... his puppet in office, so she would do his bidding. He would be the president behind the scenes, you know. Pay no attention to the man behind the curtain. If anything goes wrong, he skates and she takes the fall, you know. Well, that's the way I see it. And if you see it differently, call in here to the radio show and tell me your version and what you think's going on. I pretty much think that this whole doggone thing has just been a mental mind screw of epic proportions that just is set out to intentionally drive people insane, drive them over the edge. I mean, step back, put your tinfoil hat on for a second. You know, that's another thing that really aggravates me. They don't even know the difference between tin and aluminum, or aluminium, like some like to call it. Well, this whole deal here, put your tinfoil hat on and step back for a second and take a big long look at the picture right there. What you're being told and what's going on out there might not actually be what's actually occurring. You got one candidate that they put out there like is super corrupt, and the other candidate out there that he's supposed to be a racist and everything there. But back up a second here. Now, if these two candidates were going to come out there, and no matter which one of them gets elected, one side or the other is going to be frustrated about this episode. So one side or the other is going to protest what's going on. And during this protest, because of all the passions of the heated propaganda such as racism and gay rights and whatever have you, somebody's going to want to fight. But they put some things in place way ahead of time before this ever even came about, such as the Patriot Act and the National Defense Authorization Act, and then some, to give the government yet even more power during times of crisis. So, it doesn't matter which side of the fence you're on. What matters is that you're being played regardless of what side of the fence you're on. They're playing both parties against the middle there so that they can get the average Joe riled up enough to fight each other. Then the government says, well, wait, we got to come in and bring some peace, you know. Look exactly on how they destabilize nations. They've been doing it for years all over the Middle East and different places of the world, South America and whatever. But they send agitators in. Agitators go in and they'll start saying, hey, you know, he called your mama or something, you know. And the other one said, no, I heard him say something about your mama, whatever. Next thing you know, you got a fight brewing. Right, and then they'll keep poking at it. They'll sell guns to both sides of the fence, and they'll keep it going on. Go watch that doggone deal with Nicolas Cage in there about, I don't know, he just sells guns. And he don't sell guns to just one side, he sells them to both sides. So war for him is profitable. It don't matter. As long as people's out there killing each other, he can sell guns, ammunition, and bullets. Well, that's the big, giant military-industrial complex that's in every nation out there, you know. They talk about the superpowers. Russia's got a massive army and nuclear weapons, and China's got a massive army and nuclear weapons, and North Korea and South Korea. United States, Britain, and Germany, and all these different places out there, you know, they said that war is hell, but war is also profitable. You can sell medicine, you can sell food, and ammunition, and clothing, and everything. You can make a whole lot of money if you can keep this world fighting each other. And the average Joe's starting to get really sick of it. The average Joe's tired of getting drafted into somebody else's wars. They're tired of being lied to, you know. Weapons of mass destruction, terrorists bashing into the buildings or whatever. And we don't even know whether or not terrorists ever even hit the doggone buildings. I put a video out a long time ago. It wasn't a very good video, but it did have a good message to us. Talk about warning to the world. It was basically about analog and digital TV. I said during analog TV, you know, when they send that signal out, there's really nothing much they can do about it. But with digital TV, there's actually a delay, man. You can green screen and blue screen. You can make somebody look like they're standing on the moon wearing a sombrero. Ain't nobody would be able to even tell unless they knew what they were looking for. So, knowing that digital TV was able to be manipulated so doggone easily, I said to the world, you better pay attention to what's going on, because there might be episodes that are going on that ain't going on. It just looks like it's going on. It's like going to the movies and seeing this giant tidal wave on the screen coming to wash out New York or something. You know, giant meteors blasting in and hitting the planet. That kind of stuff. Well, it looks good on TV, and it's dramatic for the movie, and sells a lot of movies, but sells a lot of tickets to the movies. But when it comes down to the news, how do you know what's Hollywood, and how do you know what isn't Hollywood? Do you ever get the feeling that you're being played? Do you ever get the feeling that you're being mind messed with or whatever? Is somebody playing you like a banjo? Because if all this stuff is really going on in the world, we got a lot of problems. We got a lot of major problems. Meanwhile, back at the ranch, old Snively Whiplash is stealing the cookies out of the cookie jar and running amok. While all these people out here are hollering on TV telling everybody, oh, Trump's a racist, Trump's this, he's that. You know, and then on the other side, they're looking at them in shock. They're like, wait a second, well, we elected a black president, not once, but twice. And they're like, well, that's kind of like saying that you got a black friend. Well, back up, Jack. if you guys hadn't put us on the spot to say that we were racist, you know, that's kind of like going up and calling somebody a pedophile, and they know they ain't, but everybody around there, because of that terminology, now you got to find a way to defend yourself that says that you're not. You know, once that word is out there, once that label's thrown on you, and everybody looks at you cross-eyed, there's folks that are right close to you that wouldn't believe it. That, and there's some that probably right close to you that might question it. You know, but regardless, whatever happened to innocent until proven guilty? There ain't no innocent until proven guilty when you're throwing out things like racism. He's a racist. No, I'm not a racist. I got a black friend. Well, see, there's a doggone circle right there. I got to use my black friend example as a reason to point out that I'm not a racist. They're the ones that put you in that position to have to say that. They're the ones that makes it where when you go into a store, tell me if you ever had this problem right here. You go into a store, and because of all the people prior to you who had shoplifted and all the cameras around you, and all that, you don't want to be perceived as a shoplifter. So you're really cautious with where you put your hands. You know, it's kind of like you walk in there with your hands up, don't shoot thing going on, right? And so you don't want to put your hands in your pocket, and if you do, you face the camera, and you show them, look, I'm getting my cell phone, all right? I'm calling my wife to find out where she's in the store. Now, I'm putting my cell phone back in my pocket. You can clearly see it's a cell phone. I'm not shoplifting. I'm not stealing nothing. You know, and when you go to the door, there's metal detectors at the door, or basically shoplifter deterrents at the door, and sometimes they forget to take those little security tags off, and you get to the door, and that doggone thing goes crazy, embarrasses the living crud out of you. And everybody looking at you like you shoplifted until the guy comes over and checks your bag and your receipt, and then you go on about your business. When I know I ain't shoplifted, when I know I ain't done nothing, and that thing goes on, off, I just keep on walking. I just ignore it. I didn't hear the doggone thing. I'm sick of that stuff. I'm sick of being accused or suspected of things that I know for a fact that I'm not or I didn't do. And that's what these people do. That's how these people make their money. They make their money and they get their agendas through, is by making you feel like less of a person. You know, this whole attack on whites, you know, and basically bringing up the minorities. What happened to all men are created equal? What happened to that? You know, while they're talking about everybody's got to be equal, they're sitting there taking and beating down a class of individuals, a class of people. You know, I'm white. I mean, I look white. I'm not white. I'm kind of like, I got Cherokee Indian in me. I got French Canadian in me. And so, you know, what side of the fence should I be on? Should I be out there hollering racism? Wait, my people came over and stole my people's land, so now what? All right? how does this work? If you got a little bit of everything in you, whose side you supposed to be on? Well, this is where the confusion comes in, folks. This is where these people keep you constantly on the edge about things. Make you ashamed to be white, make you ashamed to be a Republican or whatever, you know. You see that? These folks got you out there fighting amongst each other, and they're going to the bank. They're carrying your shenanigans, the money that they made off of your shenanigans to the bank. You think that they care when you go out there and protest and burn down your own communities? Heck no, they don't care. These companies got insurance on them doggone buildings, and this is what the people who are tearing it up justify it, saying, well, you know, they're insured, they'll get paid, it's not no big deal. It is a big deal. It is a big deal because you're playing right into their hands and you're giving them exactly what they want. If they want a new building, they could start a riot down there. You'll tear down their building and then they get the insurance company to pay for it. Well, in the long term, you're paying for it. The community pays for it, because now if you're a business and you got your money, why would you invest your money back into that doggone community when you've seen how their actions were before, prior? You know, they done tore down the community once. What's going to stop them from tearing it down again? So I just take my money, that I got from the insurance company, I'll go over to this area where it's safer and open the business over here. That's what's going on. That's exactly what's going on. And the Republicans and the Democrats, all the mainstream guys out there, you know, they come there. Some of them might even had an actual honorable intentions why it was that they were going to do what it is that they're going to do. You know, they're going to go out there, they're going to make America great again. Once they get inside of office, suddenly they get debriefed about the truth about the office. And the truth is, you do what we say or you're going to be another Kennedy, you know, or another Lincoln, or all the other individuals out there that ended up getting shot because they didn't toe the party line, so to speak. It's ridiculous, folks. It's flat out ridiculous. It just it's a never-ending cycle of mental abuse on the population of this world. Now, I get passionate out here sometimes because I sit there and I hear stories about children starving in this world and children in war zones and losing their families and stuff. Because imagine yourself being in a war zone. You're a child. And suddenly somebody kills your family. You know, your family's in the wrong place at the wrong time. Now you're an orphan. You ain't got no mom. You ain't got no dad. And you got to worry about where you're going to live and who's going to take care of you and that kind of stuff. And you're in a war zone. Well, first off, you're going to be a little jaded from now on. You're going to not trust people. You're going to hate the world. You're going to hate the doggone people that killed your parents. And you're going to be a future terrorist or future military guy going out to get revenge. The circle of violence, that kind of thing, you know, breaking the chains of oppression and depression and suppression and repression and whatever, all that. All it's like the isms, man. It's all there. Yeah, every bit of it. And I mentioned one time where there was a couple Palestinian girls and they said that do you ever want peace with Israel? A reporter asked him, do you ever want peace with Israel? And the words that came out of the kid's mouth was, no, we never want peace with Israel. We hate Israel because they killed our parents. Alright, well, doggone it, that shoe kicks on both sides of the fence. You throw a bomb over there and kill somebody else's parents, of course they're going to be mad at you. And then vice versa, back and forth, back and forth. Nobody steps in there as an honest mediator and says, look, we know that there were some terrible things done to both sides of the fence right now. We got to break this up. You guys have been fighting for how many thousands of years now? For what? What do you gain? You're standing in the middle of a desert. The only thing you got out here worthwhile is the oil that you get to sell to the world and make a lot of money. Live in a gold castle in the middle of the sand. It's just nuts. I don't know what to do. I don't know what to say about this world out here. I don't know how to fix it. I honestly don't, because it's just crazier every day. Every day there's this drama going on. Every day somebody's getting killed. Every day somebody's depressed. Every day somebody did something racist. Somebody did something bad to somebody. Swear up and down, if you read that book that we're living in, the book of Revelations, the final days, the apocalypse, doomsday is coming around the corner. You know, and at any given time, it could all be over. It says that no man knows the time or day. Come like a thief in the night. Right now, your neighborhood's fine. What's it going to be like tomorrow? Well, ask the mainstream media, because they've been telling you for years. Even the alternative media, they've been telling you for years, Planet X is coming to get you, doggone aliens are coming down to probe you, all this kind of crazy stuff going on in every different direction. Is Bigfoot real? How about the Loch Ness Monster? There's so many different things out there. There's a boogeyman behind every doggone bush. There's a giant meteor coming. There's a pole shift in the works. There's underground cities and all kinds of stuff. See, And it gets to the point where the story is so doggone ludicrous that the mainstream media now has leverage to say, well, look, you know, these guys out there, this is fake news. Trump won because of fake news. Now, that's the pot calling the kettle black, because there's the fake news. People out here spreading the information that they got, but some of this information might have even been fed by the people, same people that do the mainstream fake news. So, who do you believe? You got to weed through all this kind of mess and try to figure out what's right and what's wrong, what's true and what's fiction, and so on and so forth. Is the earth flat? Is the earth round? Is it concave, convex, dodecahedron, hollow? Or what? You know, is the earth, is the moon hollow? Is the moon real? Is the moon a doggone hologram? Have we been to the moon? Have we not been to the moon? Do we have rovers on Mars? Is space real or not real? Your guess is as good as mine. After all the stuff that you've been told. I wonder why people out there are self-medicating and liquored up, because they've been mind melted and screwed over so dang much that they don't know what's up and what's down. Is there a God? Isn't there a God? I don't know, but there's some foul-mouthed heathens out there on both sides of the fence that are trying to convince you one way or another. Personally, I believe in a higher power. Personally, I believe in my spiritual text, and no, maybe you don't. That's your business, you know. But I'm not going to sit there and try to use that as a tool to beat you over the head and make you submit to my way of thinking. And that's what the mainstream media wants you to do. That's what the alternative media wants you to do. That's what doggone liberals want you to do. That's what the doggone conservatives want you to do. Every one of these folks out here wants you to bend over to their point of view and come over to their side. And so there's an information war for your mind going on, just like Alex Jones said. Now, do I know whether or not Alex Jones is a government plan or a Zionist or what's all the Jesuits? You guys know it. You guys have heard it all. You've heard everything. You know, the Catholic Church and pedophilia and all this different stuff going on. The Pope, from the Pope being the Antichrist to the Pope being the false prophet, or the Pope being corrupt, or, you know, whatever. It never stops. Now, with all that kind of information going on, with all the kind of people out there freaking out over everything that they're hearing, trying to formulate a view, you wonder why that there's people out there protesting in the streets because they think that Trump is a racist and a homophobe. Maybe they lost. Maybe they think that Trump's going to come and take their cookies away from them. You know, maybe they think that Trump's going to come take their doggone PlayStation or their Nintendo away from them. You know, how's this one man going to go into your house and take your cookies and your doggone PlayStation? We didn't say any of this information was based on common sense. As a matter of fact, you go out there and try to ask them, well, what kind of evidence did you got? You know, they can't give you none. They just know what they heard on TV. If they heard it on TV, it must be real. If they read it on the internet, it must be the truth. Never mind the fact that you didn't use a little bit of common sense and logical deduction, you know, to verify, you know, what you read, whether or not it's fact or fiction. You know, in the good book, Jesus was always saying, verify everything. You know, trust but verify, that kind of thing. And so, whatever you believe, you know, it's going to be based on how much research you've done, how much verification you've done, how much double check and recheck to see who's lying and who ain't lying, who's lied in the past. Go back and look at the candidates whenever they were running for senator or congressman and see what they were saying back then. And then match what they said back then up to what they're saying now. Match what they've done in their personal lives, what they're doing in their business lives. Match it with what they're doing now. And you start getting a start getting a better picture of what these individuals are representing. You know, when they're in front of the camera, they got their makeup all done good, you know, look wonderful for the camera, talk eloquently and sound like they're real smart, and somebody out there who doesn't know any better is either ignorant or just maybe even possibly flat out stupid listening to them would swear up and down that this was a nice person. Well, that's a wonderful lady, and it sure would be interesting, nice to have a first lady president. Boy, I want to be one to vote for the first lady president. Wouldn't that be cool? Just like I want to be the one to vote for the first African-American president. What happened about, you know, what happened about just voting for somebody because what they did prior and the record and stuff like that? What happened to educate? No, I'm going to vote for them because they're black, or I'm going to vote for them because they're a lady. I'm going to vote for them because they're a Republican or a Democrat. I don't care what they did in the past. I can't control the government anyway. This is what rolls through the minds of the uneducated voter out there, and this is why they end up being upset whenever they think they got had. You know, when people think that they can go out there and manipulate elections and run around and commit all this fraud because they just got to get their candidate in. Because if they don't get their candidate in, if Hillary doesn't get in there, it's the end of the world. It's doomsday, man. We're going to be going back to slavery. And what kind of ridiculousness is that? Slavery. We're gonna take a backtrack of 200 and some odd years, and we're gonna basically 100 years or whatever. I don't know how long it was. I know that 99.9% of all the people alive that wasn't even close to slavery. So whatever, man. I don't know. I don't even know what I want to say about it. It's just a mess. It's just a doggone mess. We're not going to go back to the doggone slave trading days. People have grown up so much more than that. The average Joe ain't going to stand idly by and watch somebody be hauled off in chains as slaves. You're not going to do it. Now your sicko, corrupt, criminal, whack mind jerk. Yeah, they wouldn't mind. Heck, they'd probably be one selling you so they could get the money. I ain't saying there ain't scumbags in this world, but I'm saying the majority of the people out there in this world are good people. You know, not all of the good people make common sense choices. And they base their doggone ideas and opinions and views off of information that was passed down to them through what should be the trusted media. But you can't trust the media. You can't trust the alternative media. You can't trust the mainstream media. Because both sides of the fence have been infiltrated by those who have agendas that want to try to either sell you something or convince you something so that they can keep power, continuity of government, and whatever, you know. Think about this. You start getting people scared that there's a poll shift going on. You start putting all these things out there about government making secret bunkers and stuff like that. Whether it's fact or fiction, it doesn't matter. What matters is that the fear that comes about from all that. Look at during the Y2K, they sold tons of generators and survival supplies and fuel. They made a killing off of that. They even got toys out, the Y2K bug. Somebody monopolized on doomsday, and they turned around and made a bunch of money. Well, if you're the government, and you can keep the world in fear thinking climate change is real, now remember the hole in the ozone layer? Remember all that? Remember how your hairspray was causing the earth to, you know, have a hole in the ozone layer and bad radiation was getting in, so you was going to have skin cancer? Heck, they sold so much doggone sunscreen because of that, it wasn't even funny, man. That's the way they work. They can keep you scared, you'll keep paying your taxes, you'll keep trusting the government, and they will keep having the money to build these underground bunkers so that just in case of World War III, or even in the case that you find out what they've really been up to, they got some sort of protection. So they leave you out there in the mess with all the nuclear winter and that kind of stuff while they're going to go running up in their bunker that's stocked to the hilt for years worth of food and ammunition so they can protect themselves down there in a place that you paid for. And then here's another one. All right, well, you got all these people that are supposedly building these underground cities that are undermining the doggone planet down there, removing hydraulic pressure such as gas and oil and water from one place to the next, and you got big giant holes popping up in the doggone ground. You got people underground fighting over doggone who's going to have control of what? The power structure, continuity of government, right? So, there's a war going on underground, there's a war going on above the ground, there's sinkholes popping up everywhere because they keep on moving pockets of gas that would normally be holding up your house and now drained out. Think about that for a second. You're sitting on a water table and somebody pumps all the water out from underneath you on that table. There's no hydraulic pressure to hold up the ground that your house is sitting on, and suddenly your house is at the bottom of a hole. Huh, imagine that. Or they're out there fracking, cracking the ground with trying to drill for oil and gas pockets, and then they wonder why there's earthquakes popping up all over the place. Well, let me think here a second. This rock was being held up by that rock, which was being held up by this little pebble of sand over here, and as soon as you move that one over there, it all collapsed in. And something slid sideways and caused an earthquake. I tell you, man, I could go on and on. I could rant and ramble and go on and on, but what's the point? What's the point? Sometimes I just think I don't even want to do this radio show anymore because it's just so frustrating. Time and time again, you sit up there trying to shout common sense out to people. You invite people to the table for to get on the microphone and talk to the world and work out things in a peaceful manner. And every day, without fail, it's something new. This Pizzagate thing that they're talking about out here, one side of the fence says that it's a distraction. It's basically to delegitimize the alternative media. And then there's on the opposite side of the spectrum to where they're saying this is really going on and we need to get the public's awareness of the deal. Now, if it's really going on, it needs to be stopped. It needs to be investigated down to the deal. But if the police ain't touching it and the FBI ain't touching it, either all of these agencies are corrupt and involved, or they're only using this as a tactic in order to make you look stupid. Now, they know that if you tug on the heartstrings of any human out there, anyone with a heart, anyone who cares, you can say anything about, you know, protecting the children, and everybody says, yeah, that's it, we'll protect the children. Now, that's a honorable deal. But what if it ain't happening like they're saying? You know? They're using it to make you look stupid. But what if it is happening? So if it is happening and ain't nobody doing nothing about it, then, you know, well, we got problems. Whether it is or isn't happening, either way, you're a loser in the deal, the way that the system is set up. Now, if there's a video come to light or even information to come to light, then we the people should demand that the doggone military, if necessary, the doggone police go in full force and investigate this deal. Right? But, once again, you're back down to the brick walls. You got warrants that's got to be taken care of, you know. You got to do this legally to make sure that whatever evidence is gathered up isn't thrown out of court because you did it the wrong way. And so, with that said, you got to go about it the right way. So, how do you get through it, man? You know, Julian Assange, WikiLeaks, Snowden and all the different people who, you know, whistleblowers out there who put information, they had the best go. I mean, just throw the information out there and let the chips fall where they may. It's essentially that. Tell the world what you know and just put it out there and let the public be the judge. Well, sometimes that backfires in your face because, you know, if a fake story come out, and people got riled up, and it's like going into a theater and shouting fire. You know, crowded theater. Somebody gets trampled on the way out. You got to know the information that you're putting out there is 150,000% beyond a shadow of a doubt true. Otherwise, the reaction that you get, it's like the boy who cried wolf. You know, the story is that the little boy was up on the hill and he'd holler, woof, woof, and everybody would come running, you know, to try to protect him. And then when they get there, he'd be laughing, ha, 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 you know, that wasn't really a wolf, sorry, just joke. And then, you know, that after the first couple of times, it'd become not funny anymore. All right, well, then whenever there really was a wolf up there, doggone, he cried wolf again. Nobody showed up. Nobody came to his rescue because, oh, he's just up here jacking around again. But guess what? This time there really was a wolf. Moral to that story. And the moral should be something that everybody takes away with them as far as, you know, what we're talking about here. You should be able to understand that, you know, you call somebody a racist too many times, it loses its power. You call somebody a homophobe or a xenophobe or any of the phobes too many times, it loses its power. That's why Donald Trump was elected president of the United States. That's why the people out there want him as the president. You can obviously see by all the shenanigans going on that the mainstream media and the establishment don't want Trump to be president. So if he becomes president, if he actually gets sworn in and actually starts to do the job out there, I will be amazed. Literally, I'll be amazed. I'll be amazed that one of the leftists don't try to hurt the man. I'll be amazed that they won't try to steal the election via the Electoral College or even delay the recounts as long as they can to discredit the... If they don't get it in by a certain time, then those electoral votes go by the side and then Congress has to decide. But of course we know that in Congress we got a lot of people in there right now who some are on a Republican side, some are on a Democrat side, but they're all in cahoots with together. And if they don't want Trump in there because they don't want the potential of some sort of investigation throwing them in jail, well, guess what? They're going to vote for a different Republican. You know, a dark horse or something. Or they might even swing it right back over and vote for Hillary just to keep Trump from getting in there. So if he actually takes the presidency, you know, right now he's the president-elect, but until he's actually sworn in and steps into the White House and starts doing the job, I'm questioning whether or not it's even going to happen at this point, listening to the mainstream media and how they're out there trying to talk about, oh, well, he's a doggone racist and blah, blah, you know. And you see the supposed riots going on all over the place out there. You know, Black Lives Matter and all the different, dump Trump crazy stuff. You know, if you watch the mainstream media and even some factions of the alternative media, you'd swear up and down that this was the whole entire United States was in complete and utter chaos. That, you know, we was on the verge of martial law. You'd swear up and down that this was going on. But I can tell you from my area, I can drive down the city right now. Ain't nobody protesting down there. I don't have people burning down our communities out here. I'm not seeing it, you know. If any of y'all seeing it in your neighborhood, somebody go out and look outside your door. If you're living in a city, go out and look outside your door and tell me what's going on out there. Is it like going crazy? You know, is it the way that they say it on the mainstream media? I don't think so. And so with that said, back to that video that I mentioned earlier that I created a long time ago, hardly got any views, warning to the world. It wasn't a very good video, but the message was good. It basically said that when we go to switch from analog TV to digital TV, you better watch out because there's those out there who will use this power of being able to manipulate videos and pictures and stuff like that in order to be able to fake news. And then when they fake news and get caught doing it, they turn around saying, no, you guys are the one faking the news, I'm faking our news. You see what I mean? It's a double standard on both sides. Pit this guy against it. It's the Jerry Springer effect, folks. And everybody else out there, all the dummies are standing around there, Jerry, Jerry. You know, they want to see the fight. They want to see the cousin versus cousin and sister against brother or vice versa. You know, they want to hear the... It's mind-blowing. It's what it is. They want to see the drama. They say violence sells and sex sells and all that kind of stuff. So if you go out there, you listen to Paul Harvey, what he said back in 1965, and match it to the T today. The man was brilliant. He had some great foresight of the future. He said it. It's exactly what we see today. And these folks out here, they make money off of it. But this time around, something was different, because this time around, they'd already opened up Pandora's box and gave you, the people, the internet. Once they did that, suddenly they realized, oh, we shouldn't have done that. Because look what's happening. Boy, you give those people that much power, they're going to make us look bad. They're going to out us. And that's exactly what happened. The internet, the big, giant, massive matrix out there, could literally be the beast that's eating the world alive. Everybody's stuck in, get their face in the internet, you know. Every time you look at somebody, they got their thumbs going like they're playing Nintendo on their little cellular device and their computer. And they're looking up, they're living through the world vicariously through, you know, the cyber media. And their bodies and their lives and their world around them is just falling apart. It's crazy. This may be it. This technology may be what brings down humanity once and for all. Because now that we got the power to see behind the man behind the curtain, now that we got the power to see the corruption and the lies and deceit that have been going on all these years and share this information with one another, when the sleeping giant wakes up and votes in Trump like they did, and other people don't like it, because now, you remember what the guy in the Matrix said? He said that he wants to go back in and not know anything. He wants to have a good life. He just doesn't want to. He doesn't want to remember anything. And he said, "There's those folks out there that will fight to the death to keep you from taking away that system." And you're seeing it. You're seeing it out there. You're seeing these people out there fighting to the death the same system that they're supposedly protesting against. They're protesting against the government, and they're protesting against the police, and they're protesting against the media. And when it comes down to actually having to, suddenly the government ain't there no more? Oh, wait a second. That's not a good idea. We can't have the government here. We can't have no police here, because if we do, then all these people we made mad while we were protesting, they might come and get us. We ain't got no protection. Folks, go out there and watch the video Jericho. The whole series. Watch the whole series from start to finish. Watch it. And when you see that series, Jericho, ask yourself. Sit down here and watch this with your family. You know? And ask your family, would you want to live in a world like that? That's why I'm rooting against civil war. That's why I'm rooting against violence. That's why I'm rooting against protest. If you're going to protest, protest with your dollar. Protest by not buying things that are going to feed the same beast that you're complaining against. You don't go stand out there with your picket sign in front of a man with a gun and a billy club and tear gas. If he's standing there, that means that they think that you might get violent. But if he's standing there, you're not getting nothing done. All you're doing is standing in front of a show of power. Protest all you want. You ain't getting through here. No, it ain't happening. And if you try to move forward, if you ain't inside that protest zone, well, I'm going to take you to jail. So the government don't care. They don't care if you protest. They don't care if you get violent. They don't care if you burn stuff down. You lose. You lose. They win. The media makes money off of the advertisement because you're out there acting a fool. And the insurance companies and the money-making machine out there and even the police are getting paid to stand there and watch you act a fool and maybe even knock your head a little bit. That's the way the system works. You call it freedom of speech, they call it freedom of wallet. They're going to put the money in their pocket. While you take the money out of your pocket, it's got to go somewhere. Follow your money. You get arrested and have to pay fines and all that kind of jazz. Now, if you're going to protest, protest with your mind. Protest with your voice and your writings. Protest with your dollars. You know, show the people out there. Lead by example. You're going to go out and bust up your community. You ain't going to get nothing accomplished. All you're going to do is justify one side or the other's agenda. Hey, look, these guys out here tearing stuff up, man. And all these good people trying to go to work. So, let's throw this law on there. It's no longer legal for you to have freedom of speech. You can't get out there and protest anymore. And think about, go back to the day, you know, and think about peacefully assembling and think about what classifies as a mob or a riot. If you got more than two people or three people standing in one place at times, there's places out there that have laws or whatever the heck you want to call them against unlawful assembly. Because this could get out of hand. You need a permit to have that many people in one spot. Huh? What happened to freedom? What happened to America being free? And don't talk to the police about your constitutional rights, because they don't care. They don't care about your constitutional rights. They don't want to hear about it. When you start talking about the Constitution to the cops, man, they just think you're just one of these wackos out here, you know? That's sad. Because the same police that took the oath of office to say that they were going to serve and protect and uphold the Constitution and the Bill of Rights for everybody and basically enforce the law equal across the board with a blind eye and no bias. No! It ain't going down like that. They say, it ain't who you know. It ain't what you know, it's who you know. If you're in the know and you're kind of like the clique or whatever and you do something wrong and you got somebody in the position of power who can cover for you, you can get by with a lot of stuff. Why you think a lot of these doggone senators and congressmen are all buddy-buddy with each other? Why do you think that they try to, you know, do favors for each other? Because I might need your help one day. I might need you to cover my back in case I get caught. That's what's going on. I don't know where the rest of the knights are. I don't know, maybe they all went back to bed, or maybe they're all out slaying dragons. But if they show up, let me just try this for a second. Do-do-do-do-do. See if anybody answers. Yep, you're listening to Shaziz Radio, Knights of the Round Table. I'm trying to wake some folks up out of bed here, I guess. See if we can get some more insight to what's going on in the world. Do-do-do-do-do. Throw another one in there. Ring, ring, ring. Hi. You won a trip to Tahiti. It's only going to cost you $19,995 plus tax. Alright, ain't nobody answering. I'm hanging up on them. So, you tell them if they come back and say, well, I didn't bring him in. You tell them I tried to call. He was asleep. Sleep on the job. Supposed to be out there trying to solve the problems of the world. But anyway, old King Shaziz the Terrible, who rules with an iron fist. Man, that's what you don't want. You don't want none of this. Yeah, common sense out there is not so common anymore. You ever feel like you're being played? You ever feel like somebody's trying to manipulate your mind into believing certain things? You ever feel like you're so doggone aggravated that what's the point? You know, there's a lot of people out there suffering from a lot of different types of depressions. And my heart goes out to them because I know what it's like. I know what it's like to feel like you're powerless and you can't do anything about it. But the reality is just the total opposite. You got a lot more power than you think you do. And you're a lot more important than you think you are. You know, not everybody can be a movie star. Not everybody can be the president of the United States. Not everybody could be, you know, a senator or a congressman or a police officer. Not everybody was meant to do all these things. But one thing everyone is you're human and you're powerful. You're more powerful than you could possibly imagine. And if you use that power in a proper manner, then you get things done in life. And you make your life at least more tolerable. And you make your life a little bit better for all the different people that are around you. You got to weed through it, man. You got to roll with the punches. Life is like wrestling a cactus. It can be painful as heck. But nonetheless, you got to keep moving forward. What's the alternative? The alternative is you just give up and jump off the nearest bridge and basically just wasted and cheated humanity of what you had to offer. And trust me, you guys all and gals out there, all y'all have something to offer. There's not one worthless person on this planet. There's some people that make some bad choices, and there's some people that they don't think they have anything to offer. They don't think that something as simple as a smile or just being good to people is enough. The more good people out there in this world doing kind things for each other, the better off this world is. You know, I stood there at a football game while they honored all the veterans of the U.S. Then my name was called up there. And I wanted so badly to go out there and tell everybody in the audience, while they were telling me thank you for my service, I wanted to tell them thank you for your service. You know, while people was out trying to protect the world and fight for justice and freedom, there were people staying at home. There were nurses, there were doctors, there were firemen, there were, you know, all the big name jobs. But there's something that was more important under there. See, there's a pyramid, right? You know, from the top up there, that capstone at the top of that pyramid, it's not held up by the kings and queens. It's held up by the dishwasher. It's held up by the cook. It's held up by the busboy. It's held up by the car wash guy or gal or, you know, the trash man, the average Joe, the roofer, the laborer. That's what... You are that base of the pyramid. Without you, there ain't no home to come home to. There ain't no freedom. There ain't no country. Imagine being a soldier and coming home and finding everything just totally in total chaos. Nobody got anything done. Everything's a mess. It's worse here than it is at war. You just ready to want to turn around, go back and fight on the battlefield some more. Because this home that you called home, why was he even fighting for it to begin with? It's a mess. No, the average Joe kept the home fires lit. The average Joe kept held down the fort and gave them a home to come home to. Gave them something to be proud of. Gave them something to fight for. So yeah, to all the average Joes out there, folks that never even thought about going into the military, the ones that handed me my food at the restaurant or the drive-thru, you know, the ones that handed me my ticket to the theater so I could go see a movie, the ones that were out there sweeping up the popcorn before I got there, or, you know, cleaning up the restrooms, all that kind of stuff. Thank you for your service. That's the way it should have been. You know, we talk about a government for the people, by the people. I keep trying to explain this to everybody out there. You are the government. You are the true power. We allow representatives to go out there and be the front man, so to speak, the ones that supposedly represent us. And there's folks out there that know that the original power lies in our hands. And that if we ever figure that out, oh boy, the gravy train's over. Certain folks don't get certain perks. You know, it's good to be the king. It's good to be the president. You get to ride around a limousine. You get to have these men in black following you around and keeping you safe from harm. You get a lot of money, too. You get a lot of time on the golf course. You know? Cuisine that nobody'd ever even be able to afford in their lifetime from the average Joe. Private chefs, all that. Why would you want to pass that job up? Besides that, you get the notoriety. You get to be on TV and all that kind of stuff. Why would you want to lose that? Why would you want to lose the rubbing elbows with the senators and the congressmen and the millionaires and all that kind of stuff? You're in the power elite. This is why they fight so hard to keep what they got going. They don't want to lose it. They don't want to lose control of that power. They want to be able to manipulate it to financially benefit them the most. And you, the average Joe, you let them do that. You know? You let them live like kings. You hold them up there on a pedestal because you are the base of that pyramid. When the base of the pyramid begins to rumble, they'll throw something down the hill at you. There you go. Hey, there's some candy. You know, there's a little bit of money. Hey, yeah, everything's good. Keep holding up down there. And they pacify the population long enough to go back to business as usual. Now that Trump has really rocked the foundation, now that Trump has really rocked the foundation of Senate and Congress and the mainstream media and left them in utter shock, now they're scared. Now they're really worried. We can't let this guy in office. It's going through their mind. We got to do something. We got to do something, whatever. If he ever gets in office and they start investigating the truth of what's going on around here, y'all losing your jobs. Now think about that. If somebody's got a good old cushy government job or money coming in, you think that they want to have this candidate come in who said he's going to clean house? No. I'd rather have the slightly corrupt guy or the incredibly corrupt guy who at least gives me money to keep quiet. That's the common sense of it, folks. That's the reality. That's the reality of the world we live in. Until the average Joe realizes their true power, we're going to keep repeating the same doggone thing over and over again. We're going to keep seeing the same doggone things over and over again. Ain't going to change. You got to use that power, but you got to use that power responsibly. You can't run out there and call somebody a racist just because you heard it on TV. Call them a racist when you catch them doing something really racist. These doggone labels that they have put on people. Racist, homophobe, xenophobe, and all other phobes, and every other kind of ist, and communist, and fascist. And these are tools, terminology, used to oppress the human mind. To make you feel bad to be white. To make you feel special to be whatever. Doesn't matter. As long as I get mine, I don't care. That's what they say. And when you got a government that's supposed to be there to faithfully enforce and execute the laws, and they're basically doing totally the opposite. When you got a judicial system that's making laws, or a judge legislating from the bench, the setup was, we got a legislative, a judicial, and an executive branch of government, separation of powers. None of the ones are supposed to be able to cross over certain lines, but the lines get blurred. And the mainstream media helps them blur it. And the average Joe helps them perpetuate the lie by spreading the propaganda. The ends justify the means. If anybody out there ever tells you that the world is overpopulated, look them right square in the face and laugh right square in their face and turn around and walk away. Because they are simply not worth your time. This whole overpopulation thing, I've heard really intelligent people make complete and utter fools of themselves trying to convince me and everyone else around them that the world was overpopulated. It's crazy. It's just flat out crazy. Looks like somebody trying to call. So, I'm going to see if I can click this join call. Looks like he's just calling. Well, you're live on air. Are you there? Try it again. Answer. I clicked the green button. Hello. Answer again. Am I on a call?
Yes.
Are you guys live on air with me?
It's all working. Hello?
Hello. Can you hear me? Breaker 19 for radio check. Here we go again. Alright, now. You're live on air.
Hello?
Yeah, you're live on air.
Who?
Am I losing something here? That's crazy. Maybe they ain't got their headphones on. All right, so let me see. I'm going to throw a tune on there because we got shenanigans going on with the Skype issue there. I'll get somebody on the phone, and then we will... I'm going to start off with this one right here. All right, stay tuned. You're listening to the Knights of the Roundtable.
The preacher man says it's the end of time, and the Mississippi River, she's a going dry. Is up and the stock market's down, and you're only getting mugged if you go downtown. I live back in the woods, you see, my woman and the kids and the dogs and me. I got a shotgun, a rifle, and a four-wheel drive, and a country boy can survive. Folks can survive. I can plow a field all day long. I can catch catfish from dusk till dawn. Make our own whiskey and our own smoke too. Ain't too many things these old boys can't do. those good old tomatoes and homemade wine, and country boy can survive. Country folks can survive. Because you can't starve us out and you can't make us run. Those wooden old boys raised on shotguns. We say grace and we say ma'am. If you ain't into that, we don't give a damn. We came from the West Virginia coal mines and the Rocky Mountains and the western skies. We can skin a buck, we can run a trot line, and a country boy can survive. Country folks can survive. I had a good friend in New York City. He never called me by my name, just Hillbilly. My grandpa taught me how to live off the land, and his taught him to be a businessman. He used to send me pictures of the Broadway nights, and I'd send him some homemade wine. But he was killed by a man with a switchblade knife. For $43, my friend lost his life. I'd love to spit some beach nut in that dude's eyes and shoot him with my old 45, cause a country boy can survive. Country folks can survive. California and South Alabama and little towns all around this land. And we can skin a buck and run a trot line, and a country boy can survive. Country folks can survive.
constant sorrow all through his day. Trouble all my day. I bid farewell to old Kentucky, the place where I was born and raised, the place where he was born and raised. For 6 long years I've been trouble, no pleasure here on earth I found. For in this world I'm bound to ramble, I have no friends to help me now. He has no friends to help him now. Never expect to see you again. For I'm bound to ride that northern railroad. Perhaps I'll die upon this train. Perhaps you'll die upon this train. Sleeping in my grave, while he is sleeping in his grave. Maybe your friends think I'm just a stranger, my face you never will see no on God's golden shore. He'll meet you on God's golden shore. We
the Terrible. All rise for King Shazam the Terrible and the Knights of the Round Table.
Hello, everybody. You're listening to King Shazam the Terrible. That noise you hear in the background that's terrible as well is Skype. Ring, ring, nobody answering. All right, everybody went back to bed. I gave it a try. Sorry. I don't know what to do. Wait till they call back. But apparently they couldn't hear my microphone or somebody couldn't hear it and the other ones just didn't answer or whatever. So anyway, we're talking about, started off talking about that doggone video, first video that we played there where the people's being, saying that Trump's a racist, all the people who voted for Trump's a racist, essentially what they said. And so we got a society today that is so racist they had to vote this guy that other people were trying to equate to slavery and Hitler and everything underneath the sun. And on the liberal side, if they can't steal the election for Hillary, then everything's doomed. Like I said, do you ever feel like you're being played? Do you ever feel like people are actually trying to manipulate your mind? Do you ever feel like that no matter what you do, this world is just so messed up that you might as well just walk away and just call it a day? Well, I think that you're not standing alone if that's the way you feel. Because I can't believe nothing the mainstream media says. And I can't believe nothing the alternative media says without verification. The average Joe put a beat down on the mainstream media and put a beat down on the establishment candidates and put a beat down on the globalists and put a beat down on the whole entire corrupt system out there. So, actually you guys won. Believe it or not, you actually won. You actually won a battle. Not over yet. We're not out of the woods because a man hasn't taken office yet. And then again, even if he does take office, the question's going to be whether or not he'll hold up into his promises that he said. Because we all know how politicians are. Of course, he's not a career politician, but he's been in business long enough. He knows what to say to get what it is that he wants. And, you know, he's a winner. He wants to win. So, he won. So now here we go. We got an issue to where the man won. He said everything the people need to hear, and now hopefully they'll do what it is as he said. But, you know, the other side of the fence that lost, they're boo-hooing, and they're calling him a racist and everything under the sun, and everyone who voted for him were racist, and the election was hacked by the Russians. The story just keeps getting wilder and wilder depending on who's telling it. Well, all I can say from this point out is, you know, we're going to have to cross our fingers and hope for the best. Hope this man actually takes office, does what he says, and everything goes smoothly. And we don't end up in World War III or some sort of old version of what happened in Nazi Germany years ago, you know. If you listen to the mainstream media on there, you'd swear up and down doomsday was right around the corner. And some of the alternative media as well. I don't know. I honestly don't know at this point. This whole debacle, this whole election cycle has been one that's just, you know, it's all new. It's all, it never happened like this before. You know, they, even with all the election fraud, they still was able to come out in masses and still make that man president-elect. I like Trump. I voted for him because he said what I wanted to hear. But the question is he going to follow through? Now we'll find out. The mainstream media, I like the fact that he keeps smacking them around because they deserve it. After all the years of lying and propagandizing the world and manipulating people into wars and corruption going running amok and them covering and being biased and all that kind of stuff, and they wonder why nobody trusts them. They wonder why their ratings are falling to the dirt. because the sleeping giant, the average Joe and Jane, has woken up to the extent that now we're paying attention, and now Pandora's box is open, and people have access to information and computers that they can communicate back and forth to each other. Social medias like Facebook and YouTube and Twitter and all that kind of stuff. You know, it's all about who got the best information and who can get to the most people at the most time seems to be what's going on right now. So they try to censor what they can censor. They try to block what they can block. And they tried, but they failed. This time around, the average Joe got one over on them. They put in a candidate that the mainstream media hates. They put in a candidate that the mainstream Republicans hate. They put in a candidate to mainstream Democrat. The establishment got a candidate that scares the crud out of them because they can't do nothing about it. They can't control this guy. He's a wild card. He's a wild horse. They can't control him. And that's what scares them the most, because they're going to lose what they've been working for all these years, their one-world agenda. Now, it could be, there's an off chance, and maybe even more than an off chance, maybe it is a chance, maybe it's like the fact, it could be that we were all suckered. You know, once again, the people of the world were all suckered once again. Trump might be the dark horse. Heck, he might even be the Antichrist. I don't know. You know, I thought Obama was the Antichrist. I don't know. But, well, I guess we're going to find out. We're going to find out one way or the other whether or not he gets elected or assassinated or whatever. You know, there was actually folks after tweeting that they wanted to assassinate the president-elect. Don't they know that's a crime? Don't they know that's against the law? You can't do that. You can't threaten the president of the United States. You're not supposed to threaten anybody, period. But this president of the United States kind of got a little special protection, you know. Continuity of government, that kind of stuff. That's why he's got Secret Service guys following around. Well, some of the individuals that tweeted out that kind of trash, they ended up having to talk to the Secret Service, try to explain their deal there, you know, or the FBI or whatever. When you hear Congress and the Senate and all these folks fighting amongst each other, and go listen to Trey Gowdy sometime. Listen to some of the stuff that he talks about and tells people. He sets them all straight, what the Constitution and law is supposed to be about. And, you know, when you hear that kind of stuff in there, anytime you hear the president or a senator or a congressman of the United States of America talking about our democracy, then you know for a fact that that dude is an idiot. Because the United States of America has never been a democracy. We've always been, since the founding of this nation, a representative republic. We are a republic. We're not a democracy. Democracy is essentially mob rules. One step away from anarchy. Total anarchy, and not in a good way either. So, you know, under the surface, communism sounded good. Maybe even fascism, or I don't know, nationalism, or whatever. What all the isms, all the, any of them, they all sound good underneath their democracy. Sounds good on the surface. But when you get to thinking about what democracy actually is, that the majority rules, what if the majority people think this one nice person should die? And so they vote. Yep, he goes, we don't like him. We don't like the way he or she looks. And so they vote. Yeah, well, guess what? You're out. Been voted off the island. That's why we're not a democracy. That's why we have a electoral college, so that mob doesn't rule, so that the popular vote doesn't overcome the wisdom. You know, people will be the electors are basically picked by the district and numbers of electors, and depending on how many districts and how many people's in there or whatever. And then when it's all said and done, you got so many numbers that you have to meet in order to become president of the United States. And then you go and they vote to see whether you're going to be president. Some are obligated to vote their party and some are not. Some are faithless electors and might vote against their party. It's hard to say, but Hillary, who sat out there and was telling everybody, well, you know, you need to accept the election results, and tried to get Donald Trump to say he would accept the election results if she won. Now, he's in the process with the Green Party candidate, who is mind-blowing, because the Green Party shouldn't be trying to get the doggone Democrat Party elected and throw out the other one. You know, it's crazy. But now they're going through all this recount, they're trying to stall the Electoral College so that whenever it comes down to it, Congress has to decide. And we all know how Congress is. They're all establishment candidates in there already right now, because the new ones ain't stepped in yet. But who knows? Who knows who they'd vote for when the Congress and the Senate have to choose the president? Or might even go down to a doggone Supreme Court ruling or something. You know, that's why they always run around saying that George Bush was selected, not elected. Which is a big hockahooey. Oh, man. Remember the whole Hanging Chad episode? They had to go recount, and there was a Chad hanging off of there. Would he count or discount the vote? And then they had to go to court over the whole deal. I'd say what a mess, man. Alright, I'm going to try one last time to try to call. So, this might get obnoxious for a second. Can't be any more obnoxious than me rambling. But, that's it. Duct tape and bailing wire, man. Try this one last time here. Do you want to call? Yes. Ring, ring. Ring, ring. Hello. Can you hear me now?
Hola.
Can you hear me? Can you hear me? Well, apparently my microphone must have died.
Y'all hear me?
Ah! I hear you. What a mess. Alright, well, let me try this again. I'll swap that out and see if I can find a different microphone. Do-do-do-do-do. Listen to this crashing and bashing going on here.
Hello.
Can you hear me? Testing, 1-2, 1-2. Nope, must be Skype. All right. Well, I guess that's what I'll do here. Do-do-do-do-do. Folks, this is terrible for radio. All right. Now, let's try this. Over there. I'm going to put that over there. Let me do this. this again. You're listening to the Knights of the Round Table. Stay sound check. Say something.
Testing 1, 2, 3.
Oh, you're good. You're loud. You're clear. Huh. Welcome. We're live on air again. You're listening to the Knights of the Round Table at www.shazizradio.com. If you want to join in on the chat, jump over there to the superchat.html, where you used to only have two, but now you got 3 chat rooms. You got TCT chat room in there now. And links over to their website so that you can go socialize with them. But you get to talk to a whole bunch of different people in one shot. That's pretty cool, don't you think?
Oh, yeah.
All right, so anyway, what I've been talking about was a crazy video that I watched this morning where doggone Democrats sitting there talking about how everybody's a racist and all this kind of crud for trying to vote for Trump. And I'm asking to the world, do you ever feel like you're being played? Do you ever feel like you're being manipulated? Like your mind is being twisted into believing or disbelieving in certain things? See, when it comes to the election, they lost the election themselves because the average Joe came out on masses, and even with all their doggone voter fraud, the average Joe still overcoming with the masses and numbers voting for a guy that they knew the mainstream hated. Alright? But once again, do you feel like you're being played, buddy?
Yeah, a little bit.
Well, you know,
I still don't trust them.
Trump's...
I'd rather trust Trump than I would a lizard in a dress.
Yeah, Trump said everything that we wanted to hear. And so as long as he's a man of his word and doesn't... He's not a career politician, but, you know, he's a businessman, so he knows how to get what he wants. Well, I like what he said, and I like the fact that the mainstream media hated his guts and that the establishment Republicans hated him and the establishment Democrat hated him, so if they hate him, he must be doing something right, wouldn't you think?
I'd say so. He went to Taiwan, which is basically China thinks... it's part of their territory and that they own Taiwan. Taiwan says that they're sovereign. But back in 1979, the United States severed ties with Taiwan. Trump went over there a couple days ago and talked with the president of Taiwan and reestablished trade and all that with them. So,
yeah, well,
we'll see how that goes. He's been doing a lot of things. With Russia, man. I mean, he opened up everything with Russia and everything, which, it's a good thing that, you know, to have ties with the rest of the world. You can't just sever them and stuff like that. I think he's doing a good part there. I really like to see the Obamacare dropped. And I want to see the draining of the swamp, and I want to see the lizard in jail.
Yeah.
So,
the thing is...
I'm hoping for the best.
So am I. The thing that I caution everybody, because it ain't like we haven't been duped before, but you got to think about this. The people, the citizens, in the alternative media and the average Joe actually want a battle against the establishment. Want a battle against the doggone mainstream media and establishment Democrats and establishment Republicans. Basically came out there and slapped them down with a guy named Trump.
Mm-hmm.
So, either way...
Walking on a thin line, too.
Yeah. As long as they're not able to steal the election, because it's not over yet, until he takes office... You know, I'm concerned that, you know, shenanigans will keep going until he actually steps in there and is sworn in and actually takes possession of the White House. I'm still going to be concerned.
On that note, I mean, you look at Hillary, and she was saying, and she asked Trump the question. He said, if you lose, will you lose gracefully?
Yeah.
And
now look what she's doing.
Oh, yeah, I mean, it's just the opposite, and it's actually their money that's tiring the people to go out there in the street to do all this, and she's still saying that she has a popular vote and all that. My opinion is, I think that her hackers couldn't hack the polls as fast as as we were voting for them.
Yeah, that's what I think.
And, yeah, she's still saying that returned the election. Doggone, man. The last time she made a speech, she looks like she was half dead, hair flat. Oh my goodness. Yeah, she's not bowing out gracefully.
Well,
and she did call Trump and say that she wanted to congratulate him on a good fight. It was great, but I can't do it. You know, she said she couldn't do it. She's just, she resigned her, She resigned her position in the polls, so, oh well.
the thing we got to be cautious about because we know...
She dropped out, but she's still a sore loser.
Yeah. The thing we got to be cautious about because we know how guys like George Soros and corporations and mainstream media like to manipulate stuff. That, see, after somebody gets called a racist enough time, that loses its argument, you know. And after somebody gets called a homophobe, a xenophobe, and all that, and you know you're not, and they keep on saying that because, well, you voted for Trump. So that means the majority of the Americans are homophobes and racist and xenophobes and all the phobes.
That brings up another doggone subject of interest. Have you ever noticed that when somebody wants to accuse you of something, it's something that they know a lot about?
Yeah, there is an instead.
It's like they're telling on themselves.
Well, the point I was trying to get to, though, is that we know how the divide and conquer tactics work, and we know how the doggone destabilization of the nation works. See, for either candidate, if she steals the election, you got possible riots. If she loses the election, you got already proven riots. So, no matter which candidate happens, we all got to be on our toes because they already put into place the National Defense Authorization Act and Patriot Act and all these executive orders giving the government yet even more power. So it's a win-win situation for the Jerry Springer behind the curtain. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Well, hopefully, Trump will go in there and do exactly what he says, drain the swamp, do all that kind of stuff, and they'll learn a hard lesson. You know, it's like this. Before the election, while the election was going on, they were sitting here talking about, well, he ain't got no chance of winning. They already had it in the bag. They knew Hillary was going to win, and Hillary knew she was going to win. And boy, the look on their face and the tears that come out of their eyes after they realized that, they lost. They were in shock.
And she bowed out.
Yeah. And they're still in shock. They're still trying to call people racist. They're still trying to delegitimize what the people came out in masses to do, you know? To elect this man.
Hillary is very racist.
Of course she is.
And just because Trump says, yeah, we don't, you know, he's not racist. They accused him of being racist against Mexicans. Well, I'm sorry, that's not the point. He's not racist against Mexicans. He's racist against illegal Mexicans that come in here with long records and come over here and want to hurt people and rape people and do stuff like that. He wants them out. He welcomes the rest.
Yeah, that's what I was saying, you know.
That's not racist.
These folks out here, we're a melting pot. We got people from all different backgrounds, spiritual beliefs and stuff, and it's just like a melting pot, but... You know, we're not against immigration. We want people to come over because that's what we are. We're a whole bunch of people all together, and that's what makes up the United States of America. But what we want you to come across the right way, you know. There's honest people standing in line while there's other people coming across the fence, bringing what who knows what with them. You know, if I invite somebody over to my house, they come through the front door, right? And, you know, everything's cool. It's the guys climbing through the window or sneaking up through the basement that you got to be concerned about. They weren't invited, you know. Well, they might have been invited, but they could have came through the front door. You see what I mean?
Yep.
Yeah, it's just a mess, man. But either way, I still want to be cautious. Even though I voted for Trump, I still want to be cautious because he could be the dark horse. He could be the manipulator, you know. It's saying everything that everybody wants. But as long as he gets in there, actions speak louder than words. If he gets in there and does what he says he's going to do and unites people back together and gets the country moving in a positive direction, then that's what I voted for.
Yep, and I believe, you know what? I believe in inviting people. You want the free life, you want the free world, you want to learn how to be free, you want to come over and you want to live a decent life. Of being free, and you want a job, you want to work, you want to do this. Yeah, come on, Rick, come on over, do what you. I mean, I know we're overpopulated, but so is the rest of the world.
No, we ain't overpopulated.
Here's the deal, man. If you want to come over here and you want to be an American, you want to abide by the laws, you want to live the life of an American, then That's what we're all here for. We are a melting pot. I agree with that point. Yes, that's fine. Fill out your stuff, pay taxes to here, wherever you live. I mean, if I move over to another country or something like that, and I'm going to stay there, and I want to make my life there, well, I want to pay taxes to them. It's like you go to one church, do you pay tithes to another? No, you don't. If you don't go to church and you're on that, you get all your spiritual needs met through a televangelist, then that's the man you ought to throw your tithes to. And I believe the same thing here in the United States. If you live here and you want to do that, then pay your taxes here, get your job, do right, and live like a citizen.
Yeah, people can.
And if you want freedom of speech, then practice your freedom of speech. And it'd be nice if we didn't have people shooting us down for doing so. And I also like the freedom of religion. Now, that also means, with other people's rights, that if you're a Muslim and you come into the United States, then you can't be shooting down Christians just because your book says so. I mean, look, Muhammad didn't want nobody worshiping him, but he wrote and he kept writing. And if you look at their book, it said, if you look in the Bible will tell you, the Bible doesn't really tell you, but you're going to find certain things that seem to contradict each other. You got to read it in the spirit, and you got to know where it's happening and what's going on about it. So you have to figure that out for yourself. Ask God and get the leadership or guidance and everything as you read it. But they say that whatever's written after something supersedes what is before. Well, I'm sorry, when Muhammad started writing it, it changed. It's not the same thing.
Well, either way, when you come to America just because you want to live free, then try not to bring...
The first part was very beautiful. The second part is nasty.
Yeah, try not to bring what you're trying to leave with you, you know?
If you can let somebody else worship the way that they want, that's fine. As long as it doesn't infringe on the others. That's what the freedom of religion was about.
Yeah, well...
Can't sit there and say, okay, I come to America and I'm American, I got rights and freedom of speech, and I want to kill all the Christians. I'm sorry, that doesn't work.
Well, it's like the whole Mexican flag thing. You can understand why Americans would get upset whenever, if you're going to immigrate to America, you come here, you accept the American flag, you swear your allegiance to be American, and you live here. Well, not come over. See, it's immigration when you do it like that, but whenever you come over and start hanging your flag up, that's not immigration, that's invasion.
Let's go over to the UK and let's look at the Germans and all that. Look, they had what they were supposed to be refugees. That means they come for help because they have nowhere to go. Okay, so they come over there, and the first thing they want to do is start shooting down, well, you can't cure my kid, you can't this, oh, this, and nurses have been stabbed because they don't believe in women doing the jobs and stuff like that. They should have their faces covered. Now it's all into a big mass rape thing across the whole doggone UK area, man, and all the nations over there. If the women aren't completely covered up where, you know, like they like them, then that means that they need to rape you and beat you. I'm sorry, that's not right.
Well,
it's not right. That doesn't go over with me.
That's not what we believe in here in the United States. And, you know, all men and women are supposed to be created equal. We're all supposed to have fair and equal justice. And Lady Liberty is supposed to be blind, or Lady Justice, or whatever.
And they've had them here in the United States, too, and pulling this stuff. And, basically, they went to court over it and everything. They raped and killed, dismembered the people, put them in several trash bags and other things like that. And here's the deal. Oh, well, they said the temptation was too much because they wouldn't cover it up. I'm sorry. I'll tell you what. If I see a woman and I think she's sexy, that gives me the right to rape her and beat her and cut her up? No. Oh, it was temptation. Do you think they'd award it to me and say, okay, that's fine? Well, what they did with these guys here, and you don't see it in the news, is they also gave them, they gave these four guys $2,500.
Well,
because it was bad. False prosecution. I'm sorry, man. That's just don't right. You have to, if you're gonna try people that come over here to the United States or anywhere in the world, you ought to be tried by their laws that the rest of the people have to go with.
Well, that's basically the point.
Plan to sit there and tear everything down. I don't care what the big idiots up there in the government want to sit there and do with the rest of the world and tear them down, use them as tools. I believe that's wrong. The government is the governments, period, are messing their own people over on purpose. And that's what I don't like. And you're inviting a bunch of people to come over and take over your nation because you want it to break down? That is not what government is there for.
Well, see, listen, a lot of folks don't know about terminology like the North American Union. You know, the European Union and the Asian Union. A lot of folks don't know about that. So essentially, if the treaties that were signed for the European Union and all that were, you know, legal or legitimized or whatever, then all this immigration is all a farce to begin with. I mean, they're not coming across illegally, and that's why they're not enforcing it like they should.
Oh, you're not going to hear about any of it in the doggone media because the Clinton administration owns all the doggone media. And that's, except for Fox actually reports stuff, but some things nobody reports. And that's wrong.
Yeah, but I think
it's
even...
It's all backed by the Clinton administration.
I think even Fox is in the bag. Because, you know, you hear... Like, for example, right now, Trump. All right? Trump's a prime example of why I think Fox is in the bag. Because, you know, here's supposed to be a conservative group that, you know, basically they don't want Trump in there because he's anti-establishment, right? And so they want to keep one of their guys in there. A lot of these media folks out there, they go to parties with them, rub elbows with the elite out there. And so sometimes you get pictures or videos taken of compromising positions in order to blackmail them into following toting a party line, if you know what I mean.
Right.
So, you know, now that Trump is out there saying that, you know, he's bashing the mainstream media, he's bashing the mainstream government, and talking about going in and draining the swamp, these folks are getting scared because if they do have dirt on them and Trump gets in there and orders an investigation, you could have people going to jail in all different directions.
Right.
If justice was served, there'd be a lot of people in the mainstream media in jail right now. You know, for some of the things that they've done, propagandizing the people and lying and manipulating news and manipulating elections. And you got people out there who might have just come past the TV and heard that Trump's a racist. Now that person's out there with a protest sign. I'm not voting for that guy because I heard he was a racist. Well, what evidence do you got to back that up? What has the man done that's racist? Well, the mainstream media said that he said, you know, a bunch of he said, she said stuff, and it's not based on any factual information.
Oh, there wasn't no... During the whole election, man, we were watching five different networks. And they all had different numbers. And they even had a few states, there was actually a few states that were supposed to be for Clinton and a few states that were supposed to be for Trump. And you're looking at them, who got the most popular vote out of them? Either they were making their numbers up or they were getting different information from the polls.
Yeah.
So, I mean,
you even saw the frowny faces on them whenever they realized that something out of the ordinary was happening. They weren't able to manipulate the election like they have been in the past because people had come out in masses. If you look at Trump's rallies, he had thousands and thousands of people at his rallies, and the doggone stadium was packed. Mainstream media wasn't showing that, but they were zooming in on Hillary's small crowd, trying to make it appear as if it was a huge crowd, when in reality it was quite the opposite.
Yeah, oh, Trump's looked like Woodstock.
Yeah. But the whole key about all that is that the average Joe had been so fed up with everything from Obamacare to all these different regulations and and basically oppression going on, that they finally came out and said, all right, we'll fix you. We're going to make sure that we come out in masses, and we're going to vote for the candidate that you guys hate. The harder that the liberals talk bad about Trump, the more people come out to vote for it.
It's know? Like, which party do you want to be at?
Yeah.
A party that's saying something that you want that's actually for you, or somebody that's sitting there talking about doubling Obamacare and tripling what do they call that part there where you have the part that you have to pay?
Yeah, the copay.
You gotta pay three times as much plus pay twice as much for it. That means you can have it and you're legal and you won't get fined more than what it costs. And it's mandatory. That's not freedom. I'm sorry.
Yeah. Not only did the protesters help Trump get elected, but the doggone mainstream media helped him get elected, because you can only be called a racist so many doggone times knowing that you're not a racist, you know? And that lady in that video, she said, whenever the other lady said, well, we voted for a black president twice in a row, and that black lady says, well, that's the equivalence of saying you got a black friend, right? Well, you can't win for losing with these characters, you know? And so...
I remember seeing Hillary chewing a black lady out.
Yeah.
In there. And she had a face on her. I'm sick of you people doing blah, 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 blah. It's not, yeah, she was ready to blow her top. She don't have much temperance for him. And she chewed out the media covering her for asking her questions that she didn't want answered.
Yeah.
Oh yeah, that she got plenty to hide.
She came back
with other stuff. Next thing you know, she's about bringing the emails back in and everything. Oh, she said, yeah, we need to get the media to straighten this out, and we need to get this get to the FBI and get them to straighten this out, and blah blah. We want our answers before this is over. And oh yeah, get your early vote in.
She was their candidate.
You're sitting here talking about your downfall right there. And if it goes for a few more days, it might harm her. So yeah, that's a flag right there. Just that's how you know somebody's lying. They'll add something over to it, and that'll tell you exactly why.
She was their candidate.
It's really thin, because you can't change it after you find out the truth.
She was their candidate. Not only did her shenanigans and her lies and flip-flopping and propaganda backfire in her face, but their lies and their flip-flopping and you know, propaganda backfired in their face, and the protesters after calling Trump a racist backfired in their face, because the average Joe was just fed up. The average Joe said, no, you guys keep on lying, and that's all you do is lie. It's like the boy you cried wolf. I just told that story earlier on here. You know, it's wolf, wolf, wolf. You know, it's the same thing. Racist, racist, racist. There's a boogeyman behind every bush. There's doomsday, planet X, pole shift, Y2K, all the different scare things, the hole in the ozone layer, the doggone climate change, you know, all these kind of stuff that they've been telling the people. They told the people that stuff.
The Clinton administration paid for 911 and planned it.
Yeah, well, you know, regardless of whether they did or didn't, they still put the news out there to make it look appear that they did.
And you know, they had the cleanup crew already, the cleanup crew for 911 already paid for and planned out 2 years before it happened.
Well, see, here's the thing.
Sandy Hook's Elementary.
They made a mistake.
They had funds for the victim's parents.
Listen.
They had funds for the victim's parents 3 days before it happened.
Yeah, no, but listen. They made a huge mistake, because they figured out this internet thing would be a great way to make money, you know, to advertise and spy on people and get their personal information. But once they opened Pandora's box, it backfired in their face with a vengeance, because now the average Joe had access to information that basically showed them what happened at Sandy Hook and showed them what happened during 9/11 and all the different conspiracy things out there. You know, it ceases. Yeah, it ceases to become a conspiracy theory when birds start dropping from the sky, if you understand what I'm trying to say here.
Yes.
Well, the average Joe now had access to information that they didn't have access to before, and that basically took the mainstream media to its knees, because now we could tell when they were lying, because we could fact checked them right on the spot. You know what I mean?
Yep. Nope. You know, it's kind of the same thing. The difference between Hillary's debates and everything, and Trump's debates, and you know where you're going, your parties that they had. You know, there's a there's a reason why you had such a great different turnout. It's kind of like in World War II. You know, you had the alliances, and we had the French, and we had the American, and they say that the French didn't fight as hard. Now, this was an old joke. He says, well, when the Americans won a battle, they gave them beer and women, and when the French won a battle, they gave them tea and crumpets.
Huh.
So.
Well, check
this
out.
That's the difference between the Trump rallies and the Hillary rallies. Trump's rallies look like Woodstock, and hers look like, you know, like you said, they kept panning the camera down low. They couldn't show the horizon because there wasn't anybody there.
Well, check this out. See, Hillary was coming out and telling lies, flat out lies. All right, and it was proven because the alternative media went back through old video clips and news clips of things that she'd say one day, and then she'd say something completely opposite the next day. And even when they got the dirt on Trump, or Trump had said something bad, you know, they called it locker room talk or trash talk or whatever, when he said something bad, then they turned around and they thought that he was going to try to deny it and make himself look like a liar. No, he just came out and said, yeah, I regret saying that. It was, just locker room talk or whatever. And the average Joe related, because the average Joe said some pretty rotten things. You got to admit, when you're behind the scene with the boys, you say all kinds of crazy stuff. Well, that resonated with the average Joe, whereas her continuous crying wolf and calling everybody racist and lying and manipulating and all of her record of for 30 years she'd been in politics and still all the things that she was promising, she could have gotten accomplished, or at least attempted to get accomplished, while she was in office already. You see what I mean?
Yeah.
That's why the American people came out in masses. They came out in masses to put the candidate in office that the mainstream media hated, that the mainstream Republicans and Democrats hated. And now they're running scared, because if he actually gets in there and does what he says he's going to do, a lot of them's going to get hit in the wallet. A lot of them's going to end up being investigated by the FBI and the IRS and who knows what else. But we also got to stay back and be a little cautious too, because we've been lied to before. We've been duped before. You know, as long as he does what he says he's going to do, everything's going to be fine. But at the same sense, you know, sometimes there's a saying out there, when things seem to be too good to be true, they might not be true. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So, we're going to have to keep a vigilant eye on this thing, but at least now we know that they've actually shook the foundation of the government and the media to such an extent that they're going to be walking on eggshells trying to, get the people back to watching them again and trusting them. You see what I mean?
Yep. Now, as I'd say, I'm going to have to take the Barry Prince standpoint on this as well. Now, I say I like Trump, love Trump, doggone, I think it's great, all that stuff, but he's still a politician.
Well, no, he's not a politician.
I'm going to have to sit back and watch.
He's not a politician, he's a businessman. He's not a career politician, and that's one of the things that resonated. He's a businessman, and he knows how to say things to get what he wants. So where they sound alike, they're not exactly the same. There's a couple different agendas going on there, if you understand what I'm trying to say here.
Yeah, and there's a lot of things.
There's also a difference between being a businessman and being a used car salesman.
Yeah. So, we got to be careful.
Oh, hey, roll back to what he was saying about Hillary and all that media that they were pulling up. You know what the real problem was with all that?
What's that?
There's only one aspect of that whole thing that ruined her. She kept denying that she ever said it before.
Yeah, and it got proven that she did.
Yep, on public television.
Yep.
People know that. That's why they were trying to push Bernie in there. Bernie was getting a turnout that Trump was getting out, and somehow the DNC managed to basically put Hillary in a position anyway.
Yeah, and they got caught. They got caught cheating for her.
Mm-hmm.
So
I saw Hillary sitting there with her leg with her leg crossed over, the one sitting there, like it was just, you know, a great little, oh, what do you call it? Anyway, just acting so etiquette and precise. And,
well, and
they talked about, he said, yeah, Benghazi, we came, we saw, we died, ha-ha, and slapped her knee a couple times and rocked while she, was just having a ball saying that.
She said he died.
He's not all there.
But, yeah, here's the thing, though. Her attitude and the way she carried herself, her smugness like she's the queen and nobody else matters, is what hung her personally. Because she was laughing in Congress when they were trying to be serious about an investigation. She was laughing stuff off, and then one Congress lady, she said, well, I don't see what's so funny about this. You know? What is there to laugh about? Well, when people saw her doing that, you know, they always talk about privilege, you know, white privilege and whatever, you know. When people saw how she had no kind of respect for people or the system or whatever, or the rule of law, you know, that if that were them, if that was the average Joe standing up there, you think you or I would have got by with that? No. See, her attitude is what got her with a lot of people. Her lies and saying she didn't say something when everybody saw the video of her or the newscast of her saying something got her. The mainstream media trying to cover up for it was so doggone blatant through the whole entire deal that the average Joe said, that's it. You know, they came out in masses. Look at the rallies he put together. So once again, you got to be cautious. I mean, I voted for him, but I'm hoping that he does what he says he was going to do. You know, I don't know. At this point in the game, who can you trust? We could all have been duped. They could have made her look really bad just to get him in there. Had all these protesters out there doing all this stuff trying to make her look bad. It could have been on the opposite scale.
That did cross my mind, but I have to say no.
Well, I don't know.
I think she is just mentally ill, dude.
She probably is. You know she's corrupt, but regardless of that...
Well, psychopathy is a mental illness.
Yeah. regardless of which one gets in there, it's already blatant. You see, she lost the election, so now there's protesters on that side. Now, what do you think's going to happen on the opposite side of the spectrum if she manages to steal the election via the Electoral College or having Congress, who are already establishment characters on both Democrat and Republican side, if they come back and say, well, Hillary's your next president?
It's just going to prove that there's no freedom of vote, no freedom.
Well, you know that on the opposite side of the spectrum, there are going to be people in the streets with pitchforks and everything, because enough is enough, man.
We ain't put up with the lie that much.
Yeah. Are we really going to notice, or are people going to be too distracted with throwing a fit over somebody burning a piece of cloth called a flag?
Oh, they'll put something up there to keep your mind off it, for sure, just like they always have in the past.
Right. I get that it sickens me to death when I keep hearing these people saying, my so-and-so died for that flag. No, they didn't. They died for you and your family members. But your small mind can't expand enough to look at what they really were fighting for. You got to have some one single little thing for you to focus on, because you're like a squirrel that has no attention span.
Regardless of that, Thomas, that flag, they know that that's going to offend people. They know it's going to offend people. That's why they do it.
And that's a troll move. And what do you do to make trolls go away? You don't pay attention to them. Do not feed them.
Well, try to tell that to the guy who's sitting in the wheelchair that lost his leg out there, that believes that he was a patriot and that he was fighting to preserve the country, and that was a symbol that, you know, he fought under, you know. Try to tell that to that guy.
Instead of paying attention to what people are doing with flags, he should be paying attention to the family members that are still speaking English. They're not.
They're not cool, and
spend time with his family.
I understand that, Thomas. But as a veteran myself, I'm offended when I see people burning the American flag, and it's not because of you know, just being a simple piece of cloth is what that piece of cloth is supposed to represent. It's what I've been raised.
Yeah, it represents somebody came here and told the natives, oh, you don't have a flag? No flag, no country.
Well,
and they stuck flag in the soil and said, this is ours.
However,
we have a flag, it's ours.
However we got here. Man, we could go down that rabbit hole.
That mentality still pervades our world, though.
I understand what you're saying. I'm not disagreeing with you.
Right, but the point is that mentality is there because we're still worshiping things and using people. It's not the flag that matters. The people matter. Like you keep saying, we the people. Not we the flags. We the people.
I understand what you're saying. Look, this goes all different directions. When people do things like put the Virgin Mary in a jar of urine to make people of the Catholic faith upset, you know,
when they
burn a flag, I don't care what they're focusing on, Thomas. Look,
no,
it's not an idol.
It's an idol.
I don't care. I don't care. That's not the point. The point is the folks that are doing it, they know that they're going to upset somebody. It's a deliberate intent to try to upset them, regardless
and
of your...
And I already told you how to deal with them. It's the most effective way to deal with those people, because they're trying to get attention. If you stop giving them attention, they go away.
All right, you go out there to the veteran's office.
I'm not going to go anywhere because I'm not expending any energy for these people that are trying to upset me.
I'm just trying to tell you, look, you go try to convince them of that argument. They're not going to believe you. They're not going to agree with you. You're missing my point.
No, I'm not missing your point. You're trying to argue with me, and I'm not going to argue with you about it.
I'm not trying to argue with you, Thomas. I'm trying to tell you that regardless of whether you agree with it, their deal, that's how people think.
Oh, I understand how people think. That's the whole point. I understand how both sides think, and I see how the conflict is occurring, and I see the solution, but, you know, unless they're smart enough to use the solution, they're going to continue pushing a wheel around instead of getting in the car and actually being able to drive.
Well, that's why Trump got elected, because people got tired of being offended. People got tired of being called a racist and a homophobe and a xenophobe, and they got tired of their spiritual beliefs being attacked on a regular basis. I'll tell you who lost the election. The liberals lost the election for themselves. The mainstream media lost the election for themselves. The Congress and the Senate lost the election for themselves. They put Trump in office because they kept on crying wolf. They kept on racist.
Trump lost it for herself, too.
Yeah, that's a fact.
Trump said it's what she said.
You know, I can't sit here and say that America is all the the best of the best, and that we don't got no skeletons in the closet, because I know the history just like everybody else. But they also know the history just like everybody else, and they want to try to pervert that history in order to make people respond by offending the heck out of them. You call me a racist, I know I'm not a racist, and I point out my friend. Hey, I got friends that are black. Suddenly, you know, I'm using my friend to defend myself against something that you shouldn't even said, because you ain't got no evidence that I was a racist. You see what I'm saying? It's kind of like coming out and calling somebody a pedophile. They don't even have to be a pedophile, but everybody standing around hears that, and they look at that person differently, regardless of the fact that whatever happened to innocent until proven guilty. I know this country has a long, long history of treating people poorly.
There's too much of that. We'd rather throw innocent people under the bus to get all the people who are guilty rather than actually accidentally let a couple guilty people go free so that all the innocent people don't have to go to jail, too.
I think that when it comes down to something as simple as the American flag and burning it, I understand people got their opinions.
You know what my biggest problem with all that is? The same people are screaming about somebody burning a flag or wiping their face with an American flag that's been printed onto a napkin and throwing it in the trash. They're wearing clothes that are made out of cut-up flags.
I can't vouch.
All of that's desecration.
Man. I can't vouch for everybody's action, Thomas. I'm just telling you the fact is that as me as a patriot, I don't worship the flag. But I respect what it was supposed to mean, what I was taught that it was supposed to mean. And when I see somebody, you know, defecating on the flag or...
That's just it, though. It's not meant to catch any of those things. It's actually just an identifier so you know who your compadres are and who your enemies are. That's
right.
It. That's all it is. How many people have suffered because somebody who wanted to infiltrate another group came up wearing the identifiers of that group so that they wouldn't know they were a spy to get in? You see what I mean?
Well, let me add a point of view here. I remember my dad going down the road when we were moving furniture, and he saw a hitchhiker with the American flag as a patch on the butt of his jeans.
Mm-hmm.
Pulled over, and another truck driver pulled over, and they made him rip that patch off of his butt, and they burned it there on the side of the road. Of course, he had a big hole in the back of his jeans and let him go, but, you know, there was also a deal that's also... his freedom of speech. I can understand that. Now, I've had people in my taxi cabs, and you know they were painted red, white, and blue with stars and stripes, prismatic, rainbow flake, copper, pearl, 7 to 10 coats of House of Colors clear and buffed to a nice shine, and I lived around the VA. So, I remember a black gal getting in there, and after 2 or 3 days after I bet, she said, Your cab's painted like the American flag. I said, yeah, you like it? She goes, no, I hate it. I said, what? You hate America? She says, yeah, I hate America. I said, then why are you here?
Well, look, man.
I said, no, that's not the point now. They've still got a little bit more coming here. Now, I remember somebody scraped one of my doors, and I ran that cab for one more day, and it wound up going on the VA. I got 7 calls from the vets talking about my cab is messed up and I need to fix it or hide it. Don't you know I painted it again?
That's just it though. A flag is meant to be a flag.
$1,850 paint job. I know that, you know, they burn these flags to piss people off, and that's their motive, and that's why they do it. That's the trolls. Don't pay attention to them. They will go away. But there's also these people... like I said, they didn't fight for the flag, they fought for the nation, but that is their symbol. And they are...
If you don't stop paying attention to people who are burning flags, you're not going to catch the people who are burning in neighborhoods.
But the people that lost their limbs and stuff like that and stuff, they are more offended by it than the younger people that they went out to piss
off. You know something, guys? Look, we're down to the wire, but one of the things I got to point out here is I understand you guys' point of view on the deal, and I recognize all the issues, and I'm not disagreeing with the issues. I'm just saying that the average Joe out there, the average veteran, the average person, when somebody burnt the Koran in public, boy, there was an outrage. When somebody burnt the Bible, boy, there was an outrage. When somebody burnt the flag, there was an outrage. It, regardless of what behind any of all that, these folks, they have something to grasp onto in life, you know. I got my American flag. I'm a United States citizen. I'm American. I got my Constitution. I got my spiritual beliefs. And that's mine. All right? And so whenever you go out there just intentionally trying to offend me, you know, by doing things like that, you know, and you're trying to say that you want to bring the country together, you're trying to talk about how you hate America. Like you said, buddy, if you don't like America, go on down the road. I mean, why'd you come here to begin with? To pop up?
They can hate America. I give them that right.
Well,
they can feel offended by looking at you know, a scratch on the car or you know, just a slight crease on the car. They can do that. That is their right. I'm saying they're all right. I think you're right. I think Thomas is right. Everybody's got their freedom of choice in how they believe and how they feel. That's my point.
My point is
I'm not going to sit there and be outraged by somebody just burning something in front of me trying to intimidate me. I'm not going to give the troll that. I'm not going to give him his relief.
I'm going to be upset about it, and that's because of the way that I was raised, all right? So regardless of that, there are individuals out there. There is a system out there that has used everything from race to the terminology religion, which I can't stand, the political views on both sides of the fence. They've used all this stuff to manipulate an agenda to get what it is that they want. And until the people stop allowing this to occur, you know, I'm not supposed to get upset when somebody burns a flag, buddy. You see what I'm saying?
That's right.
But I do get upset. And they know that I'm going to get upset because I'm a patriot.
They got their right to hate America. They got their right to do that. They're not burning the American flag over, you know, they're burning it over there. They say we hate Americans. I can understand why they hate Americans.
But they're not going to sway my, they're not going to sway my views. They're not going to change my mind.
It wasn't me that pissed them off. They don't know me. That's the problem. If they knew me, maybe they wouldn't have burned it.
All right, well, see, we're arguing over semantics, essentially. There's,
yep.
The thing is, we're being manipulated, all right, by the media, by the government, by each other, and it's a continuous back-and-forth battle of the minds. You know, I know what Thomas wasn't wrong when he said what he said about the American flag, you know. But the fact is, people look at that flag and it represents something to them. The military guy sitting in there in his, the veteran sitting there with his arms and legs missing or his eyes or his body, you know, he believed that he was fighting for freedom and justice and the American way, and that flag was representation of that. All right, and for somebody to desecrate it like that, you know, it belittles to in his mind. It doesn't matter what in your mind, what you whether you're upset about it or not. It's in his mind that he's offended by it. Just like the Muslims with the Quran, somebody burning the Quran. Sure, I'm gonna get offended. Just like the Catholics when somebody put the Virgin Mary in a doggone jar of urine. Just like whenever they made one with camel dung or cow dung, a painting of the Virgin Mary. Just like when they do the same thing with the crucifix. You know what I mean?
Yep.
All right, these folks are taking what you believe in, using it against you, turning and twisting your words to the extent we're even talking about how, you know, the American flag when it came here, that, you know, the Native Americans were run off their land and stuff and mistreated the Japanese in internment camps and all the different things, the atrocities that happened to build this country up. So what do we do?
Inside, yes, I am offended. Okay? I'm offended. I hope they got it out their system. That's pretty much it.
But the thing is, if you're going to unite a country, you can't keep calling everybody a doggone racist. You can't keep tearing down their American flag. You can't keep tearing down their cross and their religious beliefs or whatever. You can't keep tearing people. If we can't get along as a diverse country, then we're going to fail. The whole country is going to fall apart if we end up with a massive race war, blacks and Mexicans and whites and Hispanics or whatever, all this fighting amongst each other, then this whole experiment that they call the United States fails, all right?
I got a way to explain it real easy. We're a mongrel nation. We're mixed up all different races from all over the world, from different people, all right? Basically, they don't like what the government does, so they're going to say, we hate America, we're going to burn your flag, okay. I hope they get it out of the system. Yes, we're offended because we are America. But the thing is they don't know all of us. They don't. All they know is what they see in the media in this. They're closed-minded, and I might call them idiots, but I can't call all the people in that nation idiots, just the ones that are acting like idiots.
All right, well,
I hope they've only offended idiots.
We got to get out of here, but listen, before I get out of here, I got one last thing to say. The flag burners, you are responsible for Trump getting elected. The race baiters, you are responsible for Trump getting elected. Mainstream media, lies and propaganda, you are responsible for getting Trump elected. The government, both Democrat and Republican and Libertarian and Green Party, you are responsible for getting Trump elected. The average Joe is tired of being called a racist, a xenophobe, a homophobe, and all phobes, and they're tired of being propagandized. They're tired of lies in their face. The average Joe come up here and slapped you upside the head and said, we ain't going to take it anymore. That's why Trump got elected. So if you steal the election via the doggone Electoral College or via Congress or however you do it, then you can expect exactly what the puppet men behind the scenes wanted to occur. If you think I'm wrong, go read the National Defense Authorization Act. Go read the Patriot Act. Go read the executive orders from all the way from Clinton to Bush to Obama to whatever comes next. All right? Every bit of this all has been set about in play before it ever even come out, and you guys are being played like a doggone banjo. The American people knew it. The American people came out in masses, they voted for Trump, and so now they expect Trump to be the commander-in-chief of the military and the president of the United States, and if you take that away from them, then you're going to see what it is that they tried to manipulate us into on either side of the spectrum. If Hillary got elected, then there's going to be some problems. If Trump gets elected, then there's going to be some problems. That's it. It's the way they had it set up all along. You're being played like a banjo. You got any words last, buddy?
Yep, and if they steal the election and give it back to Hillary, then you've just basically made the same statement of what they're going to do to you. They're stealing your freedom of speech.
That's right.
That's right. What you're going to get.
And
what big backfires. That will backfire on you.
And what's going to happen when they do that? What's going to happen when the other side loses their cool because they're fed up? They're going to riot. They're going to protest. There's going to be people in the streets on both sides. You're going to get your race riots you wanted. You're going to get your doggone martial law that you feared. You're going to give the government all the power. That's why they've been manipulating you all along, is in order to continue continuity of government. They scared the crud out of you with all these different conspiracy theories and stories behind the scenes so that you would react in a certain fashion in order to be able to keep them in power and pay for all their hidden cities and bunkers underneath the ground.
Yep, you steal the election and you basically steal the people's freedom of speech, you're going to get yours stolen too.
All right.
Keep in who was actually voted in and leave it at that.
And your house is standing on a piece of ground that might be over a gas pocket or a doggone water table. And when these corporations come out there and they're pumping all that hydraulic pressure out from under your house falls in a hole, and you hear the big crashes and the grinding noises under the ground, and the government's paying for these secret bunkers for just in case World War III or public gets pissed off because they finally got caught, all the representatives finally got caught in all their lies and shenanigans, and all heck breaks loose. They think they're going to run up in these caves and hide and be able to survive comfortably with their goodies, and the average Joe outside just going to be left to depopulate the planet via World War III or Civil War or some sort of plagues or famines going on. Alright? And in reality, the average Joe has already got their eye on the ball. We already see all the shenanigans going on. If they run up in their caves, their life will never come back out again. It's as simple as that.
Yeah. Well, we'll be going to the caves. They'll be going underground.
Yeah.
We'll go in inner ground up in the mountain, and that's probably because, you know, it's going to take a lot of work to climb up that mountain to come get us. But I tell you what, when they're down in their bunkers, and like you said, man, come get the bulldozers. Let's seal off their exits and entrances and put the toilet lid on the air vent.
Yep, there you go, man. That's what... Look, to the FBI, the CIA, the DEA, and all the alphabet suits out there, and the doggone government officials out there trying to manipulate your people's mind, you wanted to know how far you could push the American people? Well, you just found out. And now, you know, it's going to backfire in your face with a vengeance. Pandora's box was opened the day that the internet became accessible by the average Joe, and now the information is flowing. There's an information war going on, and you're losing. You're losing.
One more point. didn't the Bible say that he who is first will be last, and who is last will be first?
Yeah, well,
I'm waiting for that. Are you last? I feel kind of last. Oh, Jesus is may you live forever.
They made a huge calculation error. It cost them the election, and the shock on their face was evident, and tears and all.
Man, her whole face was wet.
Yeah,
that was great.
It's a shame. I'm sorry to see anybody sad, but I'm glad to see that at least we have a light of hope that there's going to be this guy that's going to be president and try to work with everybody to get things done for real and drain the swamp, so to speak. Hopefully he does. If he doesn't and it all falls apart, then we'll have more to talk about next year. Otherwise, you know, World War III or Doomsday shows up and we ain't got nothing to worry about because we're dead anyway.
I congratulate him on his choice of words when he said, drain the swamp.
Yeah, that was perfect. So, you've been listening to the Knights of the Round Table and we run over. Apologize to the next folks in line. Take care, peace and love. And if you like this podcast, share it out there on your social media networks. That's what helps keep us going out here. So, everybody take care, peace and love.
Woman, man! Man, sorry! What knight lives in that castle over there?
I'm 37.
What?
I'm 37, I'm not old.
Well, I can't just call you man.
You could say Dennis.
I didn't know you were called Dennis.
Well, you didn't bother to find out, did you?
I did say sorry about the old woman, but from behind you looked...
What I object to is you automatically treat me like an inferior.
Well, I am king.
Oh, king, eh? Very nice. And how'd you get that, eh? By exploiting the workers. By hanging on to outdated imperialist dogma which perpetuates the economic and social differences in our society. If there's ever going to be any progress...
Dennis, there's some lovely filth down here! Oh! How'd you do?
How'd you do, good lady? I'm Arthur, King of the Britons. Whose castle is that?
King of the who?
The Britons.
Who are the Britons?
Well, we all are. We are all Britons. And I am your king.
I didn't know we had a king. I thought we were an autonomous collective.
You're fooling yourself. We're living in a dictatorship. A self-perpetuating autocracy in which the working classes...
Oh, there you go, bringing class into it again.
That's what it's all about. If only people would...
Please, please, good people. I am in haste. Who lives in that castle?
No one lives there.
Then who is your lord?
We don't have a lord.
What?
I told you. We're an anarcho-syndicalist commune. We take it in turns to act as a sort of executive officer for the week.
Yes.
But all the decisions of that officer have to be ratified at a special bi-weekly meeting.
Yes, I see.
By a simple majority in the case of purely internal affairs.
Be quiet.
But by a two-thirds majority in the case of more...
Be quiet. I order you to be quiet.
Order? Who does he think he is?
I'm your king.
Well, I didn't vote for you.
You don't vote for kings?
Well, how'd you become king, then?
The Lady of the Lake. Her arm clad in the purest shimmering samite held aloft Excalibur from the bosom of the water, signifying by divine providence that I, Arthur, was to carry Excalibur. That is why I'm your king.
Listen, strange women lying in ponds distributing swords is no basis for a system of government. Supreme executive power derives from a mandate from the masses, not from some farcical aquatic ceremony.
Be quiet!
Oh, but you can't expect to wield supreme executive power just because some watery tart threw a sword at you.
Shut up!
Oh, but if I went round saying I was an emperor, just because some moistened bint had lobbed a scimitar at me, they put me away.
Shut up! Will you shut up?
Ah, now we see the violence inherent in the system.
Shut up!
Oh, come and see the violence inherent in the system! Help! Help! I'm being repressed!
Bloody peasant!
Oh, what a giveaway. Did you hear that? Did you hear that, eh? That's what I'm on about. Do you see him repressing me? You saw it, didn't you?
Camelot. Camelot. Camelot.
It's only a model.
Shh. Knights, I bid you welcome to your new home. Let us ride to Camelot!
We're Knights of the Round Table, we dance where we're able. We do routines, we call the scenes, we put work in bed cable. We dine well here in Camelot, we eat ham and jam and spam a lot. We're Knights of the Round Table, our shows are more mid-table. So many times we give and rise, but our quite something able. We're off so bad in Camelot, we sing from the dire Camelot.
Thank you.
I have to push the pram a lot.
No, on second thoughts, let's not go to Camelot. It is a silly place.
Right.
King Shazam's the Turbo! All rise for King Shazam's the Turbo and the Knights of the Round Table!